You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You guys hate all my tattoos, don't you?
They're all stupid.
They're not. You guys are horrible.
I love your tattoos.
Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Right. Got a cock and tits.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What? You actually got me thinking now, next time I have sex, I gotta clutch my fucking chest and grab a fucking, oxygen mask and shit. I should just wear a sleep apnea mask when I'm fucking.
You have my permission to come? I was wondering why I would be first. Your tits on your face. Let the sex begin.
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy Clinton.
Let me see them titties.
Oh my god!
Yes, Marco! Yes! Yes! Yeah. Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I would love the Jersey Jerks.
So prepare to have your brains raped.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500 so you can join in on the fun. Don't forget, you can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to us on iTunes. If you have an iPhone, download the Riotcast app. And if you have a Droid, download the TuneIn app. Welcome. Hello. What's going on?
I'm just waiting that day. It's just like, if you have the iTunes app, then go fuck yourself.
I'll get more creative next week. I finally got that one down, Pat. Now it's time to move forward.
What were you going for? Boring?
Why? I was sounding like I had energy.
I think you sounded pleasant.
I did sound pleasant.
Chris
looked
like you were
going to
fall asleep.
I was pleasant. I've been working on my voice. Can you tell?
Yes, so pleasant.
I have.
So womanly.
I stopped with the Pepsi. I feel like that was a major culprit.
Pepsi isn't the
soda? Yeah, but you're switching to root beer, though. That's not better.
But one can.
What?
One can a day of root beer.
Okay.
The Pepsis, I was drinking a lot of them.
Oh.
That was bad.
So why not just drink one can of Pepsi? Why switch? So root beer is like way more throaty for you.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like sudsy.
I love root beer.
I think it's the smoking. I don't know if it is it the Pepsi.
It's not the smoking.
The cancer.
I don't smoke that much.
No?
Not really.
What do you smoke?
I don't know, like half a pack a day.
That's not bad.
I smoke a lot when I'm here because we're chatting and stuff. Like on the weekends, I'll smoke a whole pack in a day.
In a night.
Yeah, in a night. Drinking. When you're drinking, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have another one.
I've been starting to not smoke as much when I'm out because fucking people are scavengers.
I know.
And it's getting worse.
It's like Philly went up $2.
Yeah. It's like everybody's quitting, so but then they're like still
smoking. No, they're quitting buying cigarettes.
Yeah.
They're just bumming them from you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm sick of it. So I lie all the time and say I got this from that person.
I don't.
Point
as you have a pack in between your boobs.
I don't lie. I just say no.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't.
Fuck that.
When
man.
I was at the Phillies game last week, this guy asked me, and I just went like that, and I smiled.
If did he ask you to get
he was drunk.
Did he ask you to, oh, okay.
And he was like, oh, can I have one of them? And I was like,
no.
Nope. Fuck I didn't even that. Say no. I just smiled and shook my head. Meanly. Like evil, like.
Get your own
he was
pack.
Drunk, though. I was like, this can go either way. He's either going to laugh or he's going to get angry. The Phillies were winning. He got happy. He was fine with it.
Good. Good for him.
But I get bored out there when I'm smoking by myself a lot. So I'll be like, I'll point to someone. I'll be like, oh, I got it from like that girl. She'll probably give you one.
Yeah, like when you're by yourself, that's what I do. I hide everything.
Yeah.
Even if someone asks for a light, I'm like, sorry, I bumped this off somebody. I had to shotgun it from a homeless man.
That's the move?
Yeah, just like with homeless people, I always say I don't have cash.
Fuck that. I tell them to go fucking get a job.
I only carry hundreds, sorry.
Dude, fucking mug the shit.
I know. I'm just like, oh, sorry, I don't have any cash. And they're like, oh.
I just don't like people.
Man.
You know, if like, I'm not going to lie, I've been duped for cigarettes in the past by women.
Yeah, me too.
By women, not by guys.
By both, for me.
You know, like, you'll have like two drunk girls like come out somewhere and they'll be like, oh, can I have a cigarette? And it's like,
all right.
Show me your nipples.
What do you want for
it? They spot you out, too. They see you on the other side of the bar and they're like, that fat fuck will give us a cigarette just to talk to us for 2 minutes.
Desperate.
Mm-hmm. Look at that lonely fat guy over there.
That's mean. Do you really think people do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you do, and you're my friend.
I would not
imagine what strangers do.
Yeah, but I don't scope a room and go, who will give me a smoke here?
Let's see. Let's look around the room and see who's got the lowest self-esteem in the room. He'll give me a cigarette just for talking to him.
See, I would never think like that. And I'm conceited.
She sees the fat guy at the end of the bar with 30 wings and a pitcher of beer.
I would ask him for a wing.
You ask him for a wing?
I would ask him for a wing. I'm a food person. I like to eat.
You a wing.
Oh. Hey, Henry, a wing.
Was that a wing?
Yeah, I've been duped before for cigarettes. Remember when we went to go do Bobby Kelly's show and that fucking, that, I don't know if he was homeless. He tried to hit me up for
Bobby Kelly? He's not doing that bad.
No.
The show got picked up for now, but, you know, he's the curse. He'll curse that show.
No, the we went to go do his podcast, Marco, and that dude sitting on the steps as we were walking up his block. He's like, hey, man, I'll give you $2 for a cigarette. I'm thinking, yo, you get a couple more, you can get your own back. You know what I mean? Like,
waste $2.
Did you take his $2?
No, and I didn't give him a cigarette.
Oh.
I was like, go fuck yourself.
On the inside.
What did you say? Did you just ignore him?
No, I was just like, I don't have any more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never want to accept people's money when they're like, I'll give you $1 for a cigarette.
Well, they know you're not going to accept their money.
I know.
That's
why
you
take
move.
It if you're going to give
but
it.
Sometimes I do it. Sometimes I do take the
you
dollar.
Negotiate,
if I'm poor.
$3.50.
Yeah, barter.
Barter, yep.
Be like, how bad do you want that bracelet? I usually tell them to write a check. I accept check or money order.
You don't not credit cards, debit cards?
No.
Not yet?
No. I got to get that thing from my iPhone.
Yep. Swipe it. Swipe that shit.
Yeah, enter PIN here.
Just steal all their shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did never understand that, why people want to pay for a cigarette. It's like, just go buy cigarettes.
But you know what the worst part is, and I've seen this happen, there's people out there that have their own cigarettes and still bum it off. See how many they can bum off people? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just so they don't run out of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit pisses me off.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That pisses me off. And the people that don't normally smoke, that only smoke when you're around.
Yeah, that's
that pisses me
shit.
Off. One of my girlfriend's friend's husband, he's a cool guy. Don't get me wrong. I like the dude. But he smokes an e-cigarette. Like, you know, like the expensive kind. The ones that you refill yourself or whatever. And... you know, he always has like two on him. One has it, one flavor, one has another. But when his wife's not around, he'll be like, yo, let me get a cigarette. And I'm like, what the fuck? And like, if we're out for like 3 hours, he'll like literally take 5-6 cigarettes off me because I chain smoke when I drink. So
does he at least buy drinks for you?
Well, yeah, but I mean, sometimes it's like at someone's house if it's a house party.
How much are a pack of cigarettes in New Jersey now? Do you buy them in New Jersey?
Sometimes.
Like $8.
Yeah, with taxes, like
$8.
Do you
usually buy them in New Jersey or do you usually buy them in Delaware?
I try to get them in Delaware.
How much are they there?
$5.25 a pack.
What?
With tax?
There's no tax in Delaware.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna find out how much a cigarette is per
cigarette. Is that much cheaper in Delaware?
Yeah.
It's only like 27 cents for a cigarette.
Where? In Delaware?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm still going to take the dollar if someone offers.
Yeah. If it's in New Jersey, though.
27 cents. That can't be right.
There's 20 cigarettes in a pack, right?
Is that right?
There's 20 cigarettes in a pack. 525
divided by 20 equals 0.2625.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot less than I thought it
would
be. And
then $8 divided by 20.
Yeah, now in Philadelphia went up $2, so now their cigarettes are more before taxes than Jersey.
Yeah.
They're using it to
for school.
For schooling. So
yeah. But that's Philadelphia. Like, if you go into Delaware County or the surrounding counties.
Yeah, still, I work in Lower Marion, so it's still $6.
Yeah, it's like six something, right?
Yeah,
six something.
604.
They're hoping with the extra tax, their students will actually graduate eighth grade.
It's for the charter schools. It's for, like, private schools, kind of.
Really?
It's for mostly for the charter schools.
Really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was for the public.
Don't people pay tuition for charter schools?
Yeah.
No, these are the,
scholarship?
No, these are, like, ghetto charter. There's ghetto charter schools.
Wait, there's ghetto private schools?
Yeah. They're charter schools for, like, the bad kids.
What?
And they're free.
And
yeah.
But their parents don't pay.
No.
So they're not private school.
They're not private, but they're called charter schools.
They're like juvenile detention centers, but they teach.
But there's like 30 of them. There's 30 of them.
They have uniforms and shit, right?
No, I don't think so.
No.
What's their uniforms? Baggy pants and a giant white t-shirt?
Someone else's Jordans?
No.
Someone's bananas.
Yo, what's up, nigga? You going to use them sneakers?
That's horseshit.
Well, at least with the extra tax, they're going to do something good with it. It's not just the fucking lie in the politicians' pockets, you know?
Yeah.
See, we don't know that. They could say I mean, what the fuck do inner city schools need money for? What's the graduation rate? 0.02%?
Pay the teachers? I don't know. Books?
Books.
Barbed wire.
We live in a digital age. Why do we even have to buy books anymore? Like, honestly.
I don't know. Do they?
What
buy,
a waste of
is
money.
Is there books in school? I don't even know.
Yeah, there is. And they're usually published 30 years before, you know, that year you're in school.
Yeah, they make
Not
no
everybody
sense.
Can afford a tablet or a laptop to bring to school.
Well,
I mean, we're talking about inner city schools here. It's not.
Well, inner city schools should find a activity to raise money in. You know, the community to get tablets and computers for the kids.
But
like,
then securing them is not a thing.
Like, you know, in white neighborhoods, they'll have, like, bake sales and car washes. In inner city schools, like, ghetto neighborhoods, they should do, like, you know, they should just let the kids sell drugs. You know what I mean? Like, sell weed. The teachers hand out, like, a bucket of weed for everybody to sell. Be like, you take 20% for yourself.
That
the
would
rest
teach entrepreneurism.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll teach what?
Manure.
Entrepreneurism.
Right.
That's it.
Whatever.
That too.
Entrepreneurism.
It'll teach business.
Right.
Which is important.
Businessism.
objection! Extremely racist!
I don't know. I read this thing on fact on Twitter. Twitter.com. I follow this.
Here we go. Another link. What's the link?
I follow this thing called Fact. And it's like facts, but like I don't feel like all of them are right.
Wrong.
And if I'm questioning them, there's bad. Like I got in an argument with them the other day.
With Twitter?
With facts on Twitter, yeah.
What do you mean you got an argument with? You called them up? You
no, like we were tweeting back and forth. Right. And they wrote something. They said that people like lazy people because they'll find the quickest, easiest way to do something. I don't believe in that.
No, because most lazy people just won't do it.
Yeah, right? So I thought
it depends what
weird.
You're talking about. Like, if you're talking about, you know, exercising, then that's just stupid.
I think this is like work ethic. Like, if your work ethic is lazy, that's a good thing because you'll get it.
It is the American
quicker.
Way.
I don't know. I thought it was stupid. I didn't agree with it.
It is the American way.
It's stupid.
There's no such thing as quality in this country anymore. It's all about, you know, flying under the radar. Doing just enough not to get fired.
That's why we're losing all the
and just enough
work.
Not to get promoted.
Yep.
Yeah, they're outsourcing. You know,
you send it to India, those motherfuckers work.
Yeah. They don't have a choice, right? They have guns.
But,
to their
I don't understand though. How can you outsource to a country?
It's cheaper too.
Yeah, but how do you outsource to? My question is, how do you outsource to a country that doesn't speak the language of the people that they're reaching? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, it depends.
Like for instance, when I had a problem with Dell, yeah. I had to call and I spoke to...
Hello, my name is Jeff. No, it ain't.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. My name is Roger. How can I help you? No, they didn't even sound like that. At least that I could understand. It was like, herpeter, herpeter, herpeter. And I was like, what the fuck? And
you're like, what the fuck did you just call me?
No, I'm just like, can I please speak to someone who can speak my language? I am the U.S. representative.
I'm going to bomb that place.
Can I speak to your I'm the manager, sir. You know, it's
can
like,
I speak to
on.
Anyone else?
Yeah. Let me speak to your janitor. I mean, do you have like an Italian speaking person? I'd rather hear that. At least I know a little bit of that. I mean, come on. What the fuck? And yet I'm supposed to stay on the line with these cocksuckers. Hold, please. And you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
Right. You wait like 45 minutes to get a person who doesn't speak your language.
Meanwhile, on the other line, they have you on hold and they just roll the fucking carpet on the floor so they can pray for 45 fucking minutes. And it's like, yo, are you fucking serious? I don't understand how that works and how this is allowed to happen is –
Because they don't care about the common customer. They care about the big businesses.
But that's my thing.
They put Americans dealing with big businesses.
Me not using Dell products or buying Dell products ever again is not going to affect Dell because I'm just one person. You know, and they'll find a million other people.
But if you start a movement.
Well,
stop it.
Yeah, a bowel movement. That's about it. You know, they lost my business for good. I will never purchase a Dell. Hell, if someone gives me a free one, like a brand, I'm going to trade it in. For the money to buy an actual worthy computer or tablet or whatever.
Because of their customer
exactly,
service?
Because if I ever have a problem again, I'm fucked. I might as well just throw the fucking laptop in the trash and go buy a new one.
Yeah.
You know, when I had problems with Dell, first of all, they tried to fucking come after me because they said I didn't pay for the computer, which I did. And they owed me – I got it 3 months and the fucking motherboard fried.
Fuck.
And then they sent me the wrong one. After 2 months of dealing with them on the phone, they finally sent me one. It was the wrong one for the wrong model.
That sucks.
And I called them back, and I had to wait another month just to get them to send me the right one. And it was just such a hassle. I was like, you know what? I'm done. I closed my Dell credit card that I applied for when I got it, you know, and I said, that's it. I was like, I'm not paying you guys for any of this shit anymore. Because they told me they would not charge me for the new parts. And they end up charging me. So I actually had to complain and take it to like a claims department, and I won. And not only did I win that, I also got all the money back that I spent on the fucking laptop.
That's banging.
Yeah, which was nice. Now, I took that and I put it towards a real computer like IBM at the time. You know, that was a great computer. I had that for so many years. I love that fucking laptop. But I'll never go to Dell again because of that. Because those fucking sand monkeys, you know, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. I mean, yeah,
you
maybe.
Racist motherfucker.
All right, whatever. I didn't say sand N-words. but yeah, they may know their way around a computer, but if you can't communicate with the person having the problem, 85% of the people that call these hotlines or these helplines, they don't even know shit about computers. I know a little bit. I would say I know a little bit more than the average.
They follow a script.
Okay, they follow a script.
Or they go on the same web pages you can go on.
Yeah, and it's just like, you're telling me shit I already know. Help me. Help me help you.
Did you guys hear, this was like a few weeks back, but it has nothing to do with Dell, but it's Comcast.
Fuck them.
Okay, yeah. Everybody has a general hatred towards Comcast.
I almost want to hate the Flyers because of Comcast.
Yeah, right, because they're sponsored by them.
I fucking hate Comcast.
Yeah, well. As long as Verizon Fios gets Comcast channel, I'm all right.
Well, apparently Verizon Fios does like every other house, and I'm not in one of those houses.
I don't understand that yet.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. Because this has been years of that, isn't it? Oh, it's not available
and
yet.
I gotta say,
and you're like, what the
and
fuck?
I got to say, Fios is a billion times better than Comcast.
I know. I had them for a year and a half when I was in the last house. I loved them.
You want to talk about lazy people? Here's a perfect example of how Comcast cuts into my laziness. So my girlfriend has Comcast. I have Verizon. When I go on demand and I want to watch, say, like a TV series, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go on demand, I go to the TV shows, I go to the – however you want to find it, whether it's by network or by show name, whatever. You get to the show and say there's like 8 episodes, right?
Right.
After each episode and it stops, it goes back to that exact page where you just were with all the episodes. So you can go to the next one, hit play, and you're good.
Awesome.
With Comcast, you have to start from fucking scratch it's over. As soon as the fucking episode is over, then you have to go back into TV shows, back into fucking genre or channel or whatever, and back into HD, and it's like, go fuck yourself. Like, that just cuts into
that actually
my fucking...
is annoying. Like, it is. I don't know why they do
it. It is, because when me and my girl do, like, a marathon weekend of TV shows, like, she never seen The Newsroom before, so we watched the first two seasons, like, a couple months ago. It got so fucking annoying after each fucking episode. I had to start from scratch, And it's so confusing to her that she'll end up on the actual news channel. You know what I mean? Like,
she's like, what's going on now?
I don't remember Katie Couric on this show.
Stupid woman.
You know, it's ridiculous. But with Fios, it's so fucking convenient. It's like, boom, there I am.
Yeah, I've never used Fios yet, but I haven't heard anybody ever complain.
How's the internet
about
speed
it
on Fios?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I and blow this blow cable.
I think
Xfinity.
I had Comcast for over 10 years, more than that. And once I got Fios like 2-3 years ago, whenever it was available, I couldn't believe how much faster it was.
Yeah.
And every like day when you turn your fucking TV on, it'll say upgrade to Fios Quantum. I'm thinking, I don't need to. It's fast enough. You know?
Yeah, I can't say I really noticed a difference in internet speed between the two. But the difference I noticed is I had zero problems with Fios. I think once in the year and a half I had it, I had to restart the modem.
You remember when we used to we used to do the show at my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we first did the show, I had Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like halfway through the year, we switched over to Fios. I noticed a huge difference in all of our laptops in the show computer, the reception. It was way better. I had a stronger signal with Fios,
Fios
throughout
better.
The house.
Faster.
With Comcast, I needed two fucking modems in the house.
Yeah.
One upstairs.
And one downstairs.
One downstairs, because if I was in my room and I closed the door, I got no fucking phone service. Or not phone service, but like Wi-Fi service. And I got no computer service. Like, it's just like, what the fuck?
At my
what's
house,
your door lined in copper?
Lead.
At my house, at my bacon. Mom's, my it's the living room, then it's my room, then it's my brother's room.
Right.
And
yeah, but can't you just make a U-turn with the trailer?
Shut up. So it's a rancher.
On wheels.
So from the where the computer was in the living room to where the computer was in my brother's room, they needed two modems, and it must have been, I don't know, 75 feet or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's absolutely crazy.
They needed two modems because my brother Chris wouldn't get anything.
Hi, Chris.
Time to move out the double wide into a single.
Me and my, you know what's funny?
Is it a prefab home?
Shut up, fuck you. Me and my,
you see the tractor trailer driving down.
Fuck you. Me and my brother are both moving out at the same time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
At the end of August.
Were you splitting a trailer in half?
Shut up. He's moving into a house. I'm moving into a house. Shut up.
Is your mom heartbroken?
Dude, my mom is freaking out.
Is she really?
My brother Chris has never left. Ever. He's 29. He's never moved out. This is the first time he's moving out. But I've moved out like a billion times.
Right.
And my brother Billy hasn't lived with my mom since...
Oh, Billy.
He was like 14 years old. So
he's 14?
Since he was 14.
Oh, I was going to say, he's moving out at 14?
No, he's like 31.
Didn't he learn from your path? Not
shut
to
up.
Do that?
I know. I moved out when I was 17 like an asshole.
Are you moving with friends?
I'm moving in with my lesbian friend, Christina. My mom's afraid I'm going to become a lesbian.
Well,
does your mom not listen to the show?
I know.
She's already there.
We went to this wine festival.
She dabbles.
We went to this wine festival on Saturday night. And AC, it was fucking awesome. And we were shit-faced. And that's when I told her. And I was like, hey, I'm moving out. She's like, fuck, what? And she's
by
like,
the way, I'm leaving.
You know? I would love to meet your mom. You think she'd come on?
My mom makes me look tame, by the way.
She seems like
my mom
cool,
is insane.
She's like a cool chick.
She is a party animal.
She is?
Really?
She's nuts. She's very hard to keep the reins on. When just me and her go out, I have to find her like 30 times throughout the night. Where the
really?
Fuck? I'm like, and I scream mom. And when we were at Firefly the first year, she said, stop
mom.
Fucking screaming mom. I was like, god damn. I was like, what do you want me to call you? She said, say tree. I was
mom.
Like,
you little mom. Mom. Mommy. My mom.
No, I had to call her Trey. I couldn't even call her mom.
Trey?
Her name's Teresa.
Oh, you call her
so,
Trey.
Yeah, so she's like, call me Trey.
Bring her on.
I don't know if she would want to be on.
Come on.
We would have to tone down some things because she
looks like she
it.
Could take a dick.
She wow. wouldn't want to, she wouldn't want to hear some stuff.
Come on. She'd no. be all right. She'd be cool.
Margaret, do you really think that she wants to hear all the horse shit we do?
No. Like, my mom will fucking get pissed.
I know she will.
Yeah. She's a mom.
She would get mad. So anyway, she back to that cool. story. She said, I said, she's like, well, she's a lesbian. Aren't you afraid that you're going to become a lesbian? And I was like, hey, I don't know if you just know this about me, but I'm kind of a lesbian. She's like,
what?
And but she knows
she
this.
Never knew that?
No, she oh, knows this. Okay. But she's like, I guess she's in denial about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
And she's just like, oh, no, you're not. And I was like, all right.
Unacceptable.
I think it takes me, I think I would have to bring a girl home for her to finally be like,
oh, yeah, that's good. Spread her eagle in front of mom. Be like, see, it's easy.
No, I think, no, I think I'd have to actually date a girl for her to think that I was bisexual. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So back to the original story.
Oh, yeah, Comcast.
Okay. So this guy calls Comcast, and all he wants to do is terminate his service.
I don't want this anymore.
And he's on the phone with the guy. Yeah, he's on the phone with the guy for 20 minutes trying to cancel his service. After, like, 11 minutes, he started to record the conversation, and he put it on SoundCloud. This guy was relentless. He would not let him cancel his service.
Really?
It was like nothing. I've never dealt with that in my life.
Wow. Yeah, I've never had a problem. No. Some people are even like, sure, no problem.
Yeah, this guy was having no parts of it. He goes, listen, you need to explain to me why you don't want the fastest internet service in all of the country.
Oh, go and fuck yourself. That's what I would
say. All this stuff. And you can hear the guys like putting a bookshelf together, and he has them on like speakerphone because you hear wrenches and right. shit. And it's like, the guy won't stop. And he's like, listen, he's like, why can't I just cancel? He's like, I have to go through this process. He's like, fine. So the guy just starts answering every question with, I don't want to give you an answer. I just don't want to give you an answer. And it got to that point. So then Comcast, you know, heard what he did, heard the conversation. Because at the end, the guy's like, thank you very much, blah, 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 the Comcast guy. And I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So Comcast at first was like, we're looking into the incident, da, 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 da.
What was the incident? Did they say or no?
No, he just wanted to cancel his service. He just didn't want to give him a reason
probably
why.
Probably because Fios wasn't available.
Yeah, he just goes, I'm going with somebody else. Well, why are you going yeah, with this ooh, person?
Who could that be?
Yeah. So then Comcast releases another statement after they, like, listened to it. And they were like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's yeah. the dude's job.
They were like, he was doing his job. It was nothing out of line. And I was like, 20 like minutes.
That, I don't think they call it the cancellation department. They probably call it like customer retention or some bullshit like that. Yeah. They don't want you to cancel. The guy's doing his job.
Retention is a negative word. It's service.
What yeah, is customer service.
What is retention? Should I Google it?
Google it, please. Let's see what you got.
Retention is you eating ice cream when you're lactose intolerant.
Is that
in
it?
About 15 minutes.
I hope I spelled it wrong. Is it like retent?
Ion. You singing
so
it?
So moving on.
Retent ion.
Oh, okay. That's a good word.
Thank you.
I'm going to use it.
It's only been around forever.
I actually finished high school.
So did I, fucker. I
not a GED.
I didn't get a GED.
Didn't get a GED either.
God damn it,
sucking
guys.
Cock for a piece of paper and not a GED. Sorry, Mom.
Listen, I'm smarter than you guys because I went to high school for 5 years.
Whatever, Van Wilder.
Oh, I know what retention is. You just used it different.
How do you use it?
Like water retention, because like it says failure to eliminate a substance from
so
the body.
So here's a person on Congress.
Yeah, Chris.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, I heard people say you're retaining water. You guys just used it in a different way that I'd never heard before.
Customer retention, retaining water. Retain.
That's retention. What customer retention is.
Yeah.
If your bladder's full, you call them up.
Listen, I forget that the English language, that things mean
doesn't
more
apply
than
to you.
Just things mean more than one thing sometimes.
Can you imagine we're having a problem with Dell calling India and she picks up?
You're dumb.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Dell. This is Melissa. No. How can I help you?
You should hear
how
when
may I direct your call.
When I have to call service people and they don't speak, like they have an accent that I can't understand, I'm like awkward as shit. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I can't understand you. And I'm like, what? I'm so sorry. I apologize profusely.
You're stupid in three languages.
I do. Like the other day, I had to call Sprint, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what you're saying. And I start laughing. I'm like the awkwardest turtle.
What? Did you just call yourself a turtle?
Like an awkward turtle.
Start laughing like an awkward turtle.
Guess
what the fuck does that even mean?
It's a saying. I forget where it's from.
It's so a saying.
She's a retard.
That's a saying.
That's a good saying.
Look, awkward turtle. It was the first thing that came up. It's in Urban Dictionary again. Every time.
You read the wrong dictionary.
What the fuck is your problem?
Missy Dum Dum style.
I gotta get the whole song.
Think it through there.
Oh, it's a hand gesture.
You're just falling deeper down the fucking rabbit hole.
I can't do the hand gesture.
You're in for a good old Western grip style hand job.
Western grip?
I'm gonna finger bang you, Chris.
What?
Awkward turtle. It's a thing. It's a saying. And then you're supposed to do this like hand thing.
Google search.
You're supposed to do a hand thing where like fingers go this way and fingers go that way, and it's an awkward turtle. Yeah, that's an awkward turtle.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not an awkward turtle.
There's
what awkward
video.
Turtles see. What does this have a spear through it?
That's why it's awkward.
Okay, then I'm doing it wrong, or I'm thinking it's wrong. There's a video. It's 11 seconds long. I'm going to watch it real quick.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
Shut up.
Can we have some mood music?
Shut up. Anyway, awkward turtle's a thing. It is a thing. You've never heard anybody say awkward turtle before.
No.
Well, now you have.
No.
You learn something new every day.
No, I still haven't learned anything yet. I refuse to take that into consideration.
Why? It was on Urban Dictionary.
Because it's stupid.
It's stupid.
It is stupid.
It's not stupid. It's funny.
It's retarded.
Awkward turtle.
Never heard of it.
Well, now you guys have.
I'm retarded.
I'm keeping you guys young. It's a youth
what?
Thing. It's a, like young people say it. Awkward turtle.
So I've never heard any young person.
Yeah.
Do you ever hang out with young people?
Are you watching? Go ahead, take your time.
I am. It's like this. It's like this, and it swims.
Yeah, you're retarded. I've never fucking seen any child nor adult do that.
Can you do the awkward turtle so he can post it?
Say.
You asshole.
Yeah, I say it.
Who gives a shit?
That's the awkward turtle?
That's an awkward turtle.
This is an awkward conversation.
You shut up, awkward turtle.
Yeah.
Get away from me, bitch!
All right, anyway, what was I saying before I said awkward turtle?
You know what? After this fucking avalanche of stupidity that just happened, who the fuck knows where you were? It was something that had to do with this relentless guy in Comcast.
Yeah, that was the...
He threw you off with a fucking English word. And shit went downhill from there. Retention. Stroke.
I'm finished all my stories.
You know that?
Huh?
I'm finished all my stories.
Thank you.
The Comcast one was... But yeah, you should listen to it when you get a chance. It's on SoundCloud. It's fucking insane. Like it's
they probably gave that guy a promotion.
They probably did. Because they were probably like, man, you tried your goddamn hardest.
He worked his ass off to keep
he
that.
He did, and he didn't succeed, though.
It
he
sounds
failed.
Like harassment to me.
Well, the guy said that
why
at
why don't
one
you just
point.
Hang up on him and call again? You never get the same person twice.
I don't know.
That's what I do when I'm annoyed
yeah,
by somebody.
Yeah, but you probably waited 30 minutes just to get that guy.
Fine, but if I don't, if this guy...
See, I don't know where this guy...
This guy was building a shelf. He had shit to do. He could have easily waited while he was doing his work.
Like, I don't know where this guy lived, but around here, there's probably a half dozen Comcast stores within 20 miles. So, I mean, you got to return the equipment anyway, so I would just go to the store.
He said that. when he tried to return the, this was in California, I think. He said that when he tried to return it to the store, they said that he had to cancel it on the phone. And that they, when they canceled it on the phone, Comcast would send him a thing and he would be able to send it out.
Choke on a cow dick.
That doesn't make any sense, and I'll tell you why. Because you pay monthly for the modem. You pay monthly for the cable box. If you don't have them, they can't charge you.
That's true. I don't know. It was in California.
Yeah, but if
they
you,
did, like, talk
but if you,
about it
if
on
you're
the
already
phone.
In the pay period.
Well, yeah, they charge you to the end of the pay period,
right,
probably.
So chances are when all this shit goes down, you're still within the pay period. So it doesn't matter if you cancel it. If you're already owed the money for that month, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying, but they charge if the pay period ends on the 1st, they charge you throughout the 1st and then you're done. Like, they can't charge you for service if you don't have the equipment.
Well, no, they can.
How?
No, they can. They can. Because service is a separate bill than the equipment. Not a separate bill. It's a separate charge than the equipment. Like,
it is,
your
but
bill.
You can't get the service unless you have the equipment.
I understand that, but they still can charge you for the service.
Yeah, they can eat a dick.
Well, I agree with you, but you're still going to get charged for service.
Yeah, because maybe you bought one of those black box things.
Why is it going to get racial?
I don't know. Isn't it called
Why is it
going to
be a black box? No, that's in the airplane.
Chris and I are known to be with black box.
Yeah.
Black box.
Welcome to the club.
What are you
Chris?
Talking about, black Thank box? You, that's in an airplane.
I thought that there was like those cable things. That got,
yeah, there's a little recording device in your house when shit goes wrong.
You could steal
What's
cable.
Up, guys?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Oh, I can barely hear you.
Yeah.
It's too loud. Your engineer sucks.
I think it's Rob.
Rob, France. Your engineer sucks. I can barely hear you.
Marco's been building the network up. He doesn't have time
to take care of our
sound quality.
Hey, Marco, can you fucking lower the volume going into the Skype? It's cranked.
How's that?
Good? Not good?
No.
I can't fucking hear you guys. I just wanted to call and tell you I had a dream that I banged Missy last night.
Awesome.
Did you wake up with herpes?
Shut up.
You can't hear.
I can't really hear you. If you guys want to try to call me back on my cell, I'm sorry, I'm driving. I can't hear a word you guys are saying.
Okay.
It's very saturated, very loud.
Okay, we'll call you back.
I'm sorry. All right, bye.
Now I got to edit this bullshit out of the fucking show.
Yeah.
No more phone calls.
Yeah, we got to pass on that.
Yeah, I didn't know we had a phone call. We were just talking, and all of a sudden,
I had it muted.
I heard,
Hello!
Hello!
Hi, this is movie phone. It unmuted, so. Good thing.
You gotta get us on board with you, man. It's got to be a unit.
No. We'll take calls when I want to fucking take calls.
Oh, great.
No, I'm shutting it off because...
All right, Bane. Just run shit the way you want to.
You know what I don't understand? Everything was, like, so good for so long. Why is it fucked up now? Like, things were, like, pretty good with everything. Now, why is, like...
Are we talking about your personal life, or are we talking about... What are we talking about?
I'm talking about the equipment and stuff. Like, everything was running smoothly.
I can tell you right
smoothly.
Now, we gotta see if one of these other mic wires are going to help.
Okay.
Because Chris's mic wire is the one that causes the hum that you hear.
Mm-hmm. Just turn my mic off.
All right, no problem.
Just play sounds.
See how much better that is?
Holy crap.
That sucks.
It's like we're near power lines.
It is like we're near power lines.
Which you're used to. Yeah, I don't know what's... I don't know what to... You know what, though? This is the first time we've had a phone call from someone driving in a car that's had this problem. Because MJA, when he calls us...
Yeah, but it still was a little low for him. So.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. We'll have to figure it out. No need worrying about it now.
Maybe you should drive your ass over here and fix this shit.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Good?
Yeah. So Rob's brains had a dream that he banged.
I didn't know who was it first. I'm like, who the fuck?
I didn't know.
I think you can actually hear that. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Why are you interrupting?
Skyping, goddammit.
Yeah, yeah. Missy, are you having interference?
I didn't think that was going to happen. Sorry.
Mommy.
Yeah. So
Comcast is not. We're not allowed to talk about Comcast apparently because that's what all this shit hits the fan.
Yeah. Right.
Comcast says no one will hear your dribble.
Are we on Comcast right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See?
Yep.
They're everywhere.
That's the problem.
There you go.
Let's call them up. Let's live. Blame them. We're having a problem with the internet connection. And we'll make you do that stupid sound with the straw. You hear that?
I don't even know how I just
that keeps happening.
See, that was a freak of nature that it made that noise.
I don't think you've ever done that action that slow before.
Shut up. God, you guys perv. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I guess you're not an expert.
I didn't make it squeak. That was random. Fuck it.
She's like a fucking toddler. You're like a toddler with brain damage. You're just sitting there like putting a fucking circle peg in the square.
I was trying to make it make that noise again.
You see her? She was like...
You should just let her go and see how long she would have went.
You should be medicated.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
What the fuck?
WTF.
I'm seeing her sounds.
She's got Down syndrome.
Thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks, Alex.
Syndrome of the Down.
Appreciate it. Syndrome of the Down?
Wake up! Wake up! I love to hear a parody of that.
I think Brant is trying to Skype in right
All
now.
Right.
Hello.
All right, let's see if this is any better. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, we heard you fine.
All right, that's a little... Yeah, it was just way, way too loud. I couldn't hear what you guys were saying. I'm glad I'm dragging your show to a screeching halt, too.
It stinks anyway. Don't even worry about it.
No problem.
Yeah, how you guys doing, man? I heard Marco make some quip that I'm too busy doing something. What the fuck is he talking about?
I didn't say anything. Why is it going to come back to me?
I've never heard Marco say anything.
No, Chris said Marco's too busy running the network to worry about the sound. And he's right.
That's why I wanted to call in, just to thank Marco for all the success.
Rob, you know, I couldn't do it without your help.
Let's talk about your dream.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Yeah, she's soaked.
Time to throw that chair out.
That shit was kind of loose.
Aww. What the fuck?
Sounds about right.
No, it wasn't. It was good. Like, but there wasn't much to it that I remember other than, like, you know, like when you wake up from a sex dream and, like, you were in the middle of the sex and you were, like, fucking, you wake up, you go, oh, man, I gotta fuck her. That's what was going on. All I remember is it was in a place I've never recognized before.
Her asshole. Like
it wasn't like at the studio where I normally imagine that it would be. it was like somebody's apartment or something, and Missy was like, you know, I gotta get out of here soon. And I just fucked her. And I just remember like that we were having sex and I woke up. And then I was like, oh man, I gotta have sex with Missy.
Sounds interesting.
Was it against her will?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't force her. I mean, come on, please. Two fucking apple teenies and she's done.
Apple teenies?
Wow. This must have been one sophisticated Missy.
Yeah, I like Fireball.
In reality, just give her a couple bottles of Boone's for him and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, it is a fantasy vibe.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
Oh.
I bet you she sounded like Jessica Rabbit, too, in the fucking dream.
Yeah, it was way different. As a matter of fact, picture Missy, only she looked exactly like Scarlett Johansson. Other other than that, it was practically her.
Wow. I hope I invade your dream.
I know, so do I.
Actually, Fabio, you were there pushing my ass up and down.
Yeah, I bet.
Did he give you a reach around?
You know what? I can't. I don't reach and tell, dude.
Cool. Thanks for the secrecy.
Is Chris there?
Yeah, he's here.
Fire sucks.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah, last time I called in, I didn't get Chris. I was disappointed.
Well, Chris knew you were calling. That's why.
Yeah, I avoid the shit out of you.
It's like, fuck that asshole. How you guys doing? I miss you.
Yeah, we miss you too. We're doing all right. You know, same old shit, different day.
Yeah?
Yeah, what about you? What's going on with you?
It's the same thing, fucking trying to juggle everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, good shit, but it's all, you know, every day is something
pops up. Any exciting news for the future of Riotcast?
I have some, but none I can talk about.
Okay. Yeah, it's not like he's going to break it on our show.
Well, no. I mean, like, I'm just asking if it's it's more of a yes or no question.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing to do with us.
I know, obviously. No, if he's going to say anything, it's going to be, yeah, we picked you guys up for another 3 months.
Yeah, I sent you guys a contract for 14 more minutes.
Oh, looks like we ran out.
I feel like the redheaded stepchild of the network.
Why?
I don't know. It's, you know.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Marco.
Yeah.
How many other shows do you hear me call into?
Not many.
Yeah, exactly. Just one, you bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
Marco's a little elitist, though, Rob. That's the problem.
Yeah, you know,
Marco's got the why me.
Like, hey, Marco, what are you doing? He wants me to call him and be like, hey, Marco, what are you doing? Me, Bobby, Kelly, Opie, and Anthony, and Bill Burr all going out to dinner. Are you free? That's the only thing I could possibly think that he wants, because, I mean, I don't get it anymore.
Wow.
Hey, Marco, we're coming over. What are you doing? Come on out in the back. It's me, and I resurrected Patrice O'Neal. We're coming out.
I hate Rob, but I love him.
Yeah, maybe now Patrice O'Neal will pay attention to Marco.
And I text Marco all the time. I
know, every time.
Probably more than most people.
I know, every week. Marco's so plugged into the Riotcast network pipeline that every week we see him, he's always like, yo, did you hear what Rob's doing? I'm like, no. Why don't you just tell us what he's doing? Like, you know, Rob, I mean, it could be anything. Rob just built a swing set in his backyard. You know, like, anything. He knows everything that's going on. He's the TMZ of Riotcast.
He's our representative to Riotcast, which explains why we're at the bottom of the page.
Yeah. He's like a fucking shop steward sleeping on the job.
Oh, my God.
I tell Marco Scoops that he shouldn't even be told. I've given him shit that nobody should know, and I tell him. And then I tell him, and I'm like, oh, man, I shouldn't have told him. Those guys got the biggest fucking mouth.
That's bullshit. I've never given away any of your scoop.
Not on the air.
Oh, my God. Yeah, tell him one of the jerks' secret is like banging a chick with herpes. Speaking of that, Missy, let's talk about the dream again.
Okay.
How was she? How was she in the dream?
He doesn't remember, I feel.
It was good. Like, I woke up fucking full on hard and emotionally invested and like that I need to have sex.
Are you in love with me?
Love?
Yes.
That?
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'm in love with you, yeah.
Okay. Rob, I'm coming to New York in September.
You coming back in September?
Mm-hmm, but it's on the weekend again, and you probably won't be around, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm shaving my balls.
Thank you for that.
There you go, Rob. Don't say we never gave you nothing.
Yeah, Dollar Shave Club. Missy, I keep him shaved, and I trim everything. Don't worry.
That's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Be nice and easy for you. No problem.
I feel like I should leave the room and let you guys just talk.
But you know what? Keep in mind, like, Marco's responsible for us meeting, so when I'm going to finish, I'm going to be like, oh, Marco's going to come.
That's all I asked for. That's it. You can keep the herpes.
The old man is fucking pointing at me.
That's the...
I'm driving without lights on, and I'm yelling at the old man. Some old man's, like, pointing at me. I'm like, fuck you, old man. Oh, God. Yeah, so, we got fucking... We're always planning stuff. If I don't have good news coming, then I'm not doing my job.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we got Missy's pregnancy coming up. That'll be good. That'll get started late September, mid-October.
Jesus.
I'm trying to think of what else. There's nothing I can say. Getting good guests on my show, but I know you guys don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. You know what? Let it out, because that way Marco has something to talk about for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, is that what happens? Oh, I got it. I almost want to get better guests every week just to piss Marco off. Oh, man, I got a guest lined up for next week, and I don't want to say anything because I don't want to jinx it, but I guarantee you that if it happens, Marco will fucking hang himself in his shower.
Okay, all right.
Please do it.
Don't tell. You don't have to say who it is, but is it, what kind of work are they in?
I can't say. It'll give it away.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It'll
okay,
give,
is
it'll
it?
Give it away.
Is it entertainment?
It is. Let's hope so.
Is it a girl or a guy?
It's a guy.
Okay, so if you can't say what it is, it's...
I have a couple ideas.
It's probably a comedian. Although I...
No, I have an idea.
No.
Yeah, I have an idea.
That's not a comedian. All right. I feel like we're playing that game.
Yeah,
Who's your idea, Marco?
Kumia.
So what are you guys doing next week?
There you go.
You see what I mean by being plugged into the pipeline?
Nah, I'm just fucking...
He's like the TMZ, I'm telling you.
If it was Kumia, fucking Marco would open a vein down no. and out. John Lithgow, season 4, Dexter.
Yes!
No, hold on a second. He actually called into some cheesy show last night I saw on Twitter. Dr. Steve's kind of like helps these guys out a little bit. And you know who I'm talking about. He was
I think I do.
Yeah. They actually try to compare themselves to us, but...
Oh, my God, yeah. Dude. Could you make us sound any more douchey?
What? That's what they try
to be like us.
No.
They want to be like us, but they're not as good.
Rob, I'm giving you my resignation. I'm quitting.
That's not what I said. What I said is they always compare themselves to us, is what I said.
Why would anybody compare themselves to us? We're nothing.
But if you take a look at this guy, you'll see why he wants to be us.
Why? Is he fat like me?
He is.
Okay. Is he super fat?
Bigger, yes.
Fuck you.
By the way, Marco, I just added that show to the Jersey to the Riotcast Network.
Wait, here comes the razor blade right now, Rob.
Man, now I want to get Kumia just so Marco drops.
You would be doing us a huge favor.
You would walk into the bathroom, he'd be laying in a pool of his own blood, and written on the wall in blood, it would say, I built it.
Rob, I got to tell you this, because this is hysterical. A couple weeks ago, Marco calls me right after the whole, you know, Anthony gets fired from Open Anthony. And he says, yo, man, wouldn't it be cool if we had O&A on Riotcast? Like, meaning, like, they're going to have their own.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking.
Always a dream, baby.
And I'm thinking, how the fuck is Rob going to pay them, you know, money? And he's like, well, you could do, like, subscription-based and this and that. And I'm like, yeah, but you got to pay them first before they get the subscriptions, or else they could do that shit on their own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, I would love to fucking have everybody. Wouldn't it be great to have Barack Obama sitting on the side of me right now to fucking put the easy pass to the glass when I pass the glass?
You know what? You might want to do Missy a solid and get Bill Clinton first.
Please, Bill Clinton.
I would, look, if I could fucking add Opie and Anthony, I would do it. It's not like I decide. I wish I could, bro. We'd be in much better shape. You know, but Look, man, I'm gonna try to get Anthony Cole meeting now just to piss Marco off. Like, this is gonna be my mission, and I'm gonna send him a picture of me and Cole me with me giving him the middle finger.
Yeah. You know what? Find out that he's gonna be on. I'm gonna come up to New York.
Even better, Rob, get an audio clip of Anthony saying "fuck Marco."
that would be fantastic. Right after I get off of Missy, I'll play it for everyone.
Thanks, Rob.
Wrap it up. Make sure you wrap that rascal.
My God, look at these fucking sluts in the city waiting, trying to get a cab. Like, their skirts are so goddamn hot. Oh, they're all Asians. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Why don't you give them a ride?
Jesus Christ.
Are you coming from your show?
They gotta be like four. I can't even remember what Missy looks like now.
What? Fuck you.
Rob, why don't you give them a ride? They can hold your easy pass.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Believe me, these girls are fucking twat lips are hanging so low they could just put it out the window. Oh, man. Well, I'm close to the tunnel, and I know you want to hear my bullshit the whole time, but I just want to call you guys, tell you I love you, and I miss you.
All right, we love you too, brother. You too.
Hey, man, don't get a flat tire on your way home.
What happened?
Don't get a flat tire on your way home, buddy.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Yeah.
Now you see why we do so well?
Joke, man. I didn't know CSB had a comedy.
We'll be on the top left-hand corner of the page next week.
I didn't realize that. That was right between intern anywhere you want for 9 years, 101, I think.
Oh, I'm God. So glad you called, Rob.
So me too. Me too, Rob. I'm excited that you called.
The show is going nowhere tonight.
Actually, I disagree.
Well, you guys have fun, and if I do get a flat tire, I'm going to fucking come have Anthony Cumia come fix it for me.
I hope you fucking do. I hope you fucking do. At least catch herpes from Missy.
What happened?
At least catch herpes from Missy. I'll be happy with that.
All kidding aside, Missy, it was quite an enjoyable and erotic dream, and if you text me tomorrow, I'll give you more details.
I will.
Whoa.
All right.
With emojis.
With lots of emojis.
If I close my eyes, I can still see the crab jumping out.
You had to take it there.
And if you imagine it, you can still smell the Chesapeake Bay.
Oh my God, Bob, seriously.
Oh man. Alright guys, I'm going in the tunnel, I'm going to lose you. Take care.
All right,
later, brother.
Are we describing Missy again?
Shut up.
Holy shit.
Bastards.
Bastards?
You bastards.
Shouldn't have answered that phone.
Oh, that was nice to talk to Rob.
That shit was fucking funny, man.
He does have a point. He does call it. We are the only show he really calls.
I don't know why you still are upset.
I'm not upset. I got so many other things to worry about. I'm not upset.
No, but I'm saying when it comes to this, you still have...
It's a fucking bit, dude. It doesn't really bother me.
It's old. Stop doing it.
Was I born yesterday, man? Come on.
It doesn't bother me. I don't know you. I have so much other
stuff. Listen, wouldn't it bother you if you built the network and you were at the bottom corner of the page?
Yeah.
I mean, feel you, Mark.
I understand.
Chris doesn't have a
point.
I do
that so we don't favor our show.
Yeah, this is exactly like Bill Gates being a janitor right now. Right. This is what this is.
Huh? Right. Marco really runs the network
into
the ground.
Huh?
I have no idea.
Huh?
Hall.
Oh, you want to take a break?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can see you fidgeting with your cigarette over there.
Oh, I'm fucking dying.
We'll be back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of want course.
To talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And on mic.
And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
You were back. Missy, did you spray in there before you got out of there?
Spray? I didn't poop.
You sure?
I didn't.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird because I ate that whole ice cream Snickers.
I haven't heard you fart either.
I didn't. Yeah. I haven't.
Chris,
maybe
you smell anything weird over there?
Nah, just a pussy.
Shut up. It smells like roses.
Yeah, roses. They got shit
ooh.
On it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Smells like poo, poo, poo.
Aye, aye, aye. Maybe it's not made with real ice cream.
Maybe.
Maybe it's made with like yogurt-ish ice cream.
Yeah, yogurt-ish.
Yogurt-ish is usually okay with
did
me.
You, do you guys see Sharknado at all?
Fuck no.
No. Did you watch it?
I watched some of it last night. Part 2.
Was it good?
Is it good?
Well, it's supposed to be bad, right?
It's yeah, it's supposed to be cheesy. It was just a bunch of cameos in it and people
getting oh, who was in it?
Nobody, oh, nobody good.
No, nah, nobody at work.
No one hasn't been relevant in 20 fucking years.
Yeah.
That's why you should. That's why you should watch Drunk History. There's like so many.
Oh,
cameos.
Now you're pushing the fucking show. Mm-hmm.
Really?
The first
really?
Episode, Dave Grohl was in.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's
I
right.
I know. And then he was in another episode.
Yeah,
too.
Who was he in the episode?
He was
a musician.
Al Capone's. Like one of Al Capone's right hand mans in the first episode.
Was he?
About I don't, Chicago.
I don't know. It's been a while.
No, the musician was Johnny Knoxville, played Johnny Cash.
That's it. Well, that was this. I'm talking about the one. I thought it was the one with Dave Grohl that was a musician.
Oh, no.
Well, that was an Elvis one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was that one with
yeah,
Jack Black.
There was
yeah,
no
it was that
Capone
one. It wasn't
one.
The Capone
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't sound
it
like
it. It was the Elvis one about Nashville.
Right.
Jack Black was Elvis. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, which is right. Fat Elvis. Thank you very much.
Right before he died, Elvis? Like that
yeah,
fat?
Like a 10 years before. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Boy.
Yeah. Didn't check out Sharknado. Who was in it? Was it all like
Tara
B-list?
Reed and the dude from 90210?
Ayn Ziering?
Yeah.
So they survived the first Sharknado.
Mark McGrath? Yeah.
Mark McGrath was in it?
Mark McGrath was in it. Carrie War was
in it. I don't know who that is.
Carrie War. Is that any War from MTV?
She was from Remote Control.
Yeah.
She was hot back
Vivica
in the
Fox
day.
Was in it.
Oh, like a,
wow.
Yeah.
Where celebrities go to die.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sharknado.
Yep. Will Wheaton.
Huh?
Ah, Will Wheaton.
Oh. Will Wheaton.
He's kind of famous right now.
What?
Kelly Osbourne.
Not that famous.
He's on Big Bang.
Yeah, but as a cameo. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's not even.
He's a whole character. They have plots
right,
around
but I
him
mean,
and everything.
But he's not, you know.
A main character, yeah.
Right, he's not an A-lister cameo appearance.
No, but he's famous, though, I would think.
He's not like that kind of famous. Who is the fucking dude you were talking about last week that Chris was like, yeah, nobody knows who he is?
Michael Pitt.
Yeah, he's more famous than Will Wheaton.
Yeah, I agree.
The whole Today Show, like they were killing sharks. Like Al Roker.
It's gonna rain. Yeah. It's gonna rain sharks.
Michael Strahan was beating up a shark with his fist. It's hard. It's not.
Did he go to
movie.
Bite down on one and went right between his teeth?
I saw things where there was sharks on the subway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
oh
raining.
Oh my god!
Sharks.
Come on.
Yeah.
How do they live out of the water?
It's a tornado. Just swings them in.
Somebody has got to put a stop to this bullshit TV shit.
It's bad.
It's, I mean, it's that's horrible.
The point is for it to be bad.
How fucking stupid are you that you'd watch something like that?
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, why would you? Why would
Because people like bad movies.
But why would an executive of a major company say, "Yeah, let's put this on the air. Let's green light this." It doesn't matter. Sci-fi actually has good shows on there. Yeah,
America's stupid.
Yes, that's the problem. Yeah. And now more reality. I can't believe how many reality TV shows are on the air.
Yeah, there's.
I was watching. There was a show that was on Fox. After I got done catching up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is a show Chris got me into, and I really like it. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, I believe they picked it up for another season. Thankfully. There was another show that I was watching on Fox called Surviving Jack. It was a family show. It's like one of those family sitcoms. But
is that the one Christopher Maloney's in?
Yeah. It's actually pretty fucking funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not...
He's a good actor.
He is. He's a great actor. But they canceled the show. And I'm like, you got to be fucking shitting me. Like, that was like... Next to Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that was the next best sitcom on Fox, I thought. Because there's how the Mindy Project is popular.
That's like huge right now.
She's a fucking annoying twat.
Girls like her.
You know, then there's New Girl.
Yeah, everybody I know.
Now, I never watched it.
I like New Girl.
I never watched it.
It's pretty good.
I never watched it.
Because you're looking for a new girl.
But the guy on the show is very funny. He's in that new movie coming out, Let's Be Cops.
Ah, okay.
He was in the first 21 Jump Street. He was the school principal. He's you're one gay black kid away from... Yeah. That dude, he's in with Damon Wayans Jr.
He's also in New Girl.
The Red Band trailer is hysterical.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
It does. It looks... It might be like the new 21 Jump Street. So, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, why are they canceling these fucking shows? And yet, they're greenlighting... Like, there was a promo for I Want to Marry Harry, which is a...
I saw that.
Do you know what the premise is?
Yeah.
There is a lookalike of Prince Harry from England.
Yeah.
This guy looks just like him. Like, he looks like he was cloned. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a bunch of fucking dumb whores trying to... It's almost like The Bachelor. It's like the same premise as The Bachelor. It's a bunch of women who think they're going to marry this guy at the end of the show.
I actually like that idea.
Right, and then at the end, it's like a big fucking
joke.
Right,
they find out he works at McDonald's and shit. Like, that's awesome to me.
No, he's just an actor or something. He's like a character actor or whatever. But regardless, I'm sitting there and I'm like, how do people, like, want this show and don't want other shows? You know what I mean? Like, America's Got Talent. Come on. It's just like American Idol, except you got different acts on the show.
And American Idol's on its way out, isn't it? Like, I think it's done.
I don't fucking know.
I'm
pretty
sure it's done.
But they have the X Factor. They have...
Oh, they have this new one.
The Voice.
So You Think You Can Dance. They have the... What's the dancing one called? Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars is awesome.
Oh, fuck off.
The Voice. Awesome. They have The Voice.
The Voice.
How about the one with the thing that comes up, the television screen that comes up?
Yeah, that's the one
that's
that I was stuck in. It's new.
It's a rising star.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, viewers actually.
But you're flooding the market with stupid shit that's not even real if you think about it.
It'll fade away. It will, because
the demographic is getting younger and younger, which means these kids will watch it well into their fucking 20s and 30s and whatever, and they'll just find other shit to replace it if it does go away. They'll find like another – like, see, I appreciate shows like I love Kitchen Nightmares. I think it's a phenomenal show.
Yeah.
Where Ramsay goes to a different fucking restaurant.
Awesome.
And tries to help their business. And then, you know, it's a train wreck. There's like roaches in the kitchen. There's fucking rats in the back. And it's just like, what the fuck? It makes you never want to eat out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at a restaurant or anything. But it's a good show because I think Ramsay's funny. Chef Ramsay is funny.
He's fucking hilarious.
He drops F-bombs every other word, which is great. You know, and...
He's angry as fuck.
Yeah, that's what's so likable about
this
guy.
That's why you like him.
Right, he's really angry. Right, exactly. He's angry.
He's very angry.
But he's entertaining.
He's so entertaining.
You know? But these other shows, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, what the fuck? They're meaningless.
They're absolutely meaningless. It's mindless entertainment. Some people don't want to think about
that. And that's the problem.
Life.
That's why we're so fucking behind everybody else. In fucking IQ points.
Dude, I watched a reality show. I forget exactly what it was called, but it was like about Amish people living in Amish land.
How exciting would that be?
Is
that
a theme park? So, it was No, you
I'm
don't.
In line to churn butter. What are you in line for?
It was so interesting. Like, it, that shows how I'm part of the problem. I really am.
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't watch it, but I wouldn't watch a series of it. But if there was like a... I'm sure there even is a documentary about Amish people. I think it would be interesting to see.
I would watch a documentary, but I wouldn't watch like a reality show because, again, it's not real. That's the problem.
They wouldn't let cameras in the Amish, period.
I mean, no, granted, the Amish people have evolved in a sense where because of the businesses that they run, if they wanted to stay on top and still make money, they need cell phones, they need computers, they have to.
Right, don't kid yourself. They're carrying three iPads in their fucking satchel.
Well, maybe not to that extreme, but they do own like technology now because they have to. But come on, I agree with the camera thing. Like, they're very private people. All they do is work and fuck. That's all they do. And now they have cameras, and they're not doing that shit no more. Now they have, like, drama in their lives they've never had before.
Like the Amish
Mafia. It's not real. That's ridiculous. Or the gypsy one. Get the fuck out of here. You know,
gypsy?
There's like a gypsy mafia type show on. It's fucking stupid. It's retarded.
I would like to.
My girlfriend's sister watches all this bullshit. Her DVR is gay. Like, the DVR is absolutely gay. No, you know, I can't even say that because gay people wouldn't watch this show. So I'm not even going to say, I'm not even going to go there. It's just like the weirdest fucking DVR on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, it's got like Hoarders on there. Like, what the I don't want to
watch. Hoarders is scary.
It is scary.
Yeah, but how many episodes can you watch of the same shit?
Right.
I mean,
I get it. She hoards.
They have, you know, like, you pick one topic, and there's like five reality shows for it. Like, anything has to do with weddings, there's like five different reality shows.
I hate
there's
wedding like reality
Bridezilla.
Shows.
Bridezilla. Yeah. My mom now watches this shit, and I'm like, are you you drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
You can't even speak the language, but you're watching this shit? Like, you got to be kidding me, you know?
It's all the same.
It is. It's all the same, you know? There's shows about fat people. There's a show called My 600-Pound Life. No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. And they show
when
these.
They tape you?
Yeah, right. They show these pathetic motherfuckers that literally need.
They can't get out of bed, right?
There's this one dude. I was fucking rolling. There's this one dude who lays in his bed all day, right? And when his caretaker, which I think was his brother or something, takes care of him, when he leaves, right, to go shopping or something, he calls like every fucking delivery place, and he has this thing set up to where there's a bucket on a rope that's hanging in his window, and he lowers it down with the money, and a delivery guy puts the shit in the bucket, and then he wheels it back up, and it literally like wheels right to him.
Who's put money in this guy's wallet at this point? Like,
he's probably disabled.
He's getting money. Right. He's getting money.
Who's giving him the money?
The state.
He's got to go to the bank.
No, his brother probably has to go and get it for him.
Dude, you can deposit a check on your phone now.
Yeah.
No, I understand that, but to actually give the guy cash to pay people is part of the problem. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to give him cash. You can pay on a debit card.
Yeah, it's true too. Yeah, you don't have to give him cash.
I'm sure his family members or caretaker takes care of all that stuff, but he has the fucking money to do it. And he's sitting there and he's jamming fucking burgers and Chinese food at the same time down his throat. And then when
sounds like a wet dream.
The kind Rob had.
I feel like I'm going to grow up.
Better.
Yeah, but really, yeah. It's like, you know, look, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't have fucking problems when it comes to fat, but
that fuck.
Honest to God.
That's different, man.
That's a whole new fucking ball game. Like, I was grossed out to the point where I was just like, I'm done.
They got to wash him in a wet rag. Like, they got
to
like,
more than that. They got to fucking hose him down.
Take him to the car wash in the trailer area. Spray him down.
Seriously, it's really fucked up. But there's all these fucking shows of different, any topic you pick, they have a show for it.
That's true.
And it's just like, come on. You know, these types of shows are actually making certain channels. Like, there have been channels that have been around for like 10, 12, 15 years that, you know, they didn't really do anything. Like, you know, one of the channels that I used to love was A&E because they did a lot of documentaries. They used to play like older movies. Like, they used to do some good stuff.
Yeah.
Now they got like Pawn Stars and fucking... What the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, that's all they show now.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch that tow truck driving reality
show. See what I mean? Another white trash fucking...
They were, like, Mexican. But but that wound up
being... Tow something.
Mira, what are you doing?
But that wound up not being real.
Yeah, or what the fuck are ice truck driver?
Yeah, I heard that's insane.
Get the fuck out. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? You know what show I thought was kind of cool? Because I know it's a dangerous job and it's listed as like the most dangerous job was that one where people go out into the ocean crabbing and shit.
Oh, yeah, on the boat. And like somebody died.
Yeah. Someone had like a heart attack.
Like the captain or whatever.
Yeah, he had a heart attack and they couldn't get him to shore in time. Yeah.
That was huge. That was a huge show.
Yeah, that was actually I watched a couple episodes of the first season. I'm like, this is kind of entertaining. I couldn't get into it to the point where I was watching every episode. Yeah. I was just like, yeah, I get the premise.
It's all the same.
It is. It's all the same. It's like, you know what? 3-4 episodes, I'm good. You know?
I watched an episode of Duck Dynasty. That was horrible.
Yeah, like,
it wasn't even funny.
It's just, you know. I don't know. I just don't get it. I really don't understand.
People when I was younger, I liked it. I liked Real World.
Like, and I feel like I'm becoming the minority. Well, Real World's one of the fucking shows that started
this whole bullshit.
Cops started it all. Cops was considered the first reality show.
Yeah, but I mean, Real World was more inside the home.
Yeah, like it was
Cops
like,
is more like, you know.
You're white trash.
yeah, or, you know.
But yeah, like
you're
I
too
like,
dark to be outside.
Do they have Real World? Does Real World still play?
Reruns. I don't know about. I don't know.
Like, do they even have new?
I don't know. But that's the thing. Reality TV show literally killed MTV.
Yeah, MTV
it literally killed MTV.
That's all they play now.
I haven't watched MTV.
They should
forever.
Not change. They should not call MTV music television anymore. I think it should be changed.
I agree.
It should be either media television or whatever, ETV or something, because it is not music television. There's no music.
No.
There's no fucking videos. You got to go to like VH1 Classics or VH1 Jams or, you know, whatever to find.
Used to have Headbangers Ball, MTV Raps.
Right. Like they have an MTV music channel.
Yeah.
But that's not the same. Like I liked the shit, like, you know, MTV Raps. I used to tape every day.
The countdowns,
right.
Yeah, the countdowns were awesome.
You know, it just sucks. It's like, I don't know. Anything that I like gets pulled off the air. And that's why I feel like I'm the minority now. It's like, you know,
you are.
I like shows that actually every week is different. It leads to something. You know, that's why I like these drama TV shows like Breaking Bad. It leads to something. I want to see what happens next. You know, Dexter, I want to see what happens next. And it's just like these shows now, you know what's going to happen next.
The shows that you like, the shows that I'm into, 99% of them, they all tell a story. And these reality shows aren't really telling a story. It's
instead
just
of picking
a bunch
up
of fucking people living their life. And it's just like, you know, I'm sure some of them are entertaining for like a show.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just not like Duck Dynasty. I don't even know what they do.
Right. Like
duck whistles.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I just thought it was a white trash thing.
They make duck whistles and they became like super fucking rich.
They do dumb shit with their money. You know what I mean?
Okay, and I can see how that might be entertaining for a show. You see a bunch of trailer trash people with millions of dollars trying to figure out how to spend it. Like, I could see a show of that being entertaining, but I don't know how people get into it and watch every episode.
I'm getting out of this fucking country. I hate it here. I'm with Kanye.
Get the fuck out.
Not for racism purposes. I need to go to a more racist country.
Yeah. Go to Italy.
What?
Italy. Didn't you say Italy was real racist?
No, just to that one dude. I mean, you know, there's way more. Greece is probably one of the most racist.
You ain't gonna see no black people in Greece.
No, they actually have like a fucking sign. Like, you know how Hitler used to hold his hand up in the air? They actually have their own hand gesture to like get rid of all color people.
That's
people
fucking
of
crazy.
Any color, any that's not Greek, get them out. They have like an actual political.
They don't want to kill them. They just want them. You were saying this before.
If they started killing people because of it, we would have already been there and wiped out Greece. It would have been the Republic of U.S. at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one's going to let that shit happen.
No.
But they want them out. You know, I don't know why, because they're fucking stupid.
I don't think it has to do with racism. With like wanting to leave. Like, for in your part, but like, yeah, like, America's
I
want to
leave because
stupid.
this country's fucked.
But you don't have to.
And I don't want
to
be here when it goes swirling down the drain.
I mean, it's 10 years probably.
whatever. If it's 10 or 20, just I don't like the idea.
Either
of it.
Way, like who the all the asshole kids that are going to be adults.
I'm amazed at how many dumb people I come across on a daily fucking basis.
Everyone's
it amazes
dumb.
Me. It amazes me. It's just like the human race in this country is set back so far.
It gets
in
worse.
Education, it's unbelievable how yeah. dumb people are. Did you know that they just added 1,000 new words in one of the main dictionaries, and they're all from texting yeah. and Scrabble and shit like that? Are you fucking serious?
I know.
So now, MILF
is a word?
It's an acronym. It's not a fucking
right.
word.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, BOYF is now a boyf. Apparently, that's a big text thing. I didn't know that. Stands
is
for
it boyfriend?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, BFF. And I'm like, you got to be shitting me. Like, how is this even fucking allowed? You're just giving dumb people the green light to be dumb.
Yeah, that's true.
You're killing the English language, creating your own fucking language. It's like a stupid Aborigine. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's like you're an indigenous people now that just fucking made up your own fucking language. You took some English shit, you shortened it up because you're lazy and you don't want to spell it out on a phone.
What dictionary? Did this get put in Webster's or something?
No, not Webster's. It's I don't remember which one it is. It's one of like the main four dictionaries.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you've got to be shitting me. Like, why would you do something like that? You know, none of the words that they added are actual, you know.
Yeah, like words. I remember the word of the year last year was like selfie or something.
Yeah, like that's a yeah. word that, right. Words like that now are being added. It's like, this is stupid.
Selfie is an actual thing, though. Like, it's a picture you take of yourself.
But you're shortening a meaning.
Yeah.
It's a sign of laziness.
Exactly.
This country's lazy.
It's exactly right. It's exactly right. You are, you know, like, remember we were talking about schools earlier?
Yeah.
Well, this is part of the fucking problem. You're allowing this shit. I mean, Ebonics is accepted. Why? Why is it accepted? This shit ain't right. We be nothing. That doesn't make any fucking sense. You know? Axe ain't a fucking word when you're asking someone something. It's yeah. it's a fucking item you use to chop wood. Let me axe you something. What do you want to axe me? That's stupid. How hard is it to fucking say ASK?
Well, it's different.
But the problem is now people that never used to say it now because it's like cool. It ain't cool.
It's not cool.
You're stupid. That's what it comes down
to. It does make you sound stupid.
It does.
It makes you sound illiterate.
Right. Exactly. And why is illiteracy a good thing?
Maybe they want people to feel bad for them.
I mean, here's what I don't understand. Our government does absolutely nothing to help schools to raise education levels or anything like that. They do nothing. But they want so much from the people in this country. They just figure as long as they get their money, they don't give a shit. Well, the more stupid people you breed, the more illiterate motherfuckers that are on this planet, the less jobs they're going to have that won't be able to be paying fucking taxes that we'll be paying out of pocket for.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Don't you want to flourish your fucking people?
No,
that way
everyone's
they're all,
lazy now.
They're all working towards, like, success and at least sound like they have half a fucking brain.
No, they send billions overseas to foreign countries and don't bother taking care of their own backyard.
That is the downfall of America is greed.
That's a downfall of anything.
Yeah.
But
we give away
but it's,
money.
It's the downfall of America is more than just greed.
But that's what it's all stemming from. Like, that's why they don't care about putting money into education and things like that. Because
yeah,
they don't give a shit.
Because politicians, when they have children, they go to private schools. And yeah. not only do they go to private schools, if they're politicians, they either get a great rate or they go for nothing. Because they'll do, like, a couple, like, you know, speaking things at their
yeah,
school or whatever. Right. So, it's like, you can't treat the country like you... Like your life, if it's not theirs. You see what I'm saying? Like, you just can't do it.
Exactly, because the middle class is what runs America, essentially. Because we're the people that buy things. We're the people that spend the money. We're the people that do all this stuff. The rich people don't understand that they need us to be able to continue to stay rich.
Honestly, if all the middle class and poor people disappeared, the rich people would be just fine.
How would they keep
making
money?
They'll just bring some more fucking immigrants over, and that's how they'll make their money.
But who's going to buy their stuff? Is what I'm saying.
Well, it depends what kind of rich people you're talking about.
And
right now, the richest family in the – I don't know if it's in the world or in the country is Walmart, the family that owns Walmart.
And a woman owns that, right?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive. talked about this the other day. You're out of your fucking mind.
I'm pretty sure
no,
women owns
no, that. No. There's women in the family.
Okay.
But she didn't fucking
right,
start.
They cook and clean and
they don't do shit.
That'll make a decision.
Yeah, right. Come on.
I think that
no.
the CEO is of Walmart
no.
is a woman.
The what?
The CEO.
Maybe, but she's okay. not the owner. The guy that started the whole thing. The guy that started the whole thing. His family is the richest family in this
okay,
country
and
for sure.
Who buys shit from Walmart?
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like poor white trash.
Right. There's an example like what you were saying, the yeah. Walmart family.
Right.
They make their money off of fucking white trash, low-income people.
Yes.
Because they sell useless goods at pennies.
Yes.
You know, and that's what people want. Well, that's what people can afford.
Yeah, so if they didn't have these people, they wouldn't make any money.
Right, I get that. But
and that's in almost every industry. Gas, things like that. No.
Poor people don't own cars.
They do public transportation. But they take a bus that runs on gas.
But they don't pay for the gas.
Yeah, but if there's nobody taking the bus, then less buses will run.
I get that. No,
then less gas would be bought.
I get that, but I'm saying the poor people, you're saying poor people with gas. A lot of poor people don't have fucking cars. They can't afford them.
I'm not saying that they can't afford
cars.
Well, then what
about the car industry?
The car industry would go down as well. Everybody would go down.
I get what you're saying, but the rich people in this country will be fine because they still have money.
Yeah.
They may not make more money.
They will make no more money.
But they have plenty of fucking money to last generations. So it doesn't matter. They can go and buy their own fucking island.
Yeah, but that's why they have all that money. They want more. They're greedy.
What I'm saying is, okay, the stupider this country gets, believe me, the economy's not going to get better with more
stupid
people.
I agree with you.
Well, that's the bottom line.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying that rich people are what making everybody else stupid because they don't care. That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about politicians.
Politicians are the same thing.
Well, no, not all politicians are like super rich like the people we're talking about. They're not like Walmart family rich. They make like $100,000 a year depending on what fucking seat you hold.
See, like
I mean, I don't know what the president makes. It's something
$250,000 a
year. Yeah, something like that.
But then he gets like
right, well,
the
yeah.
same thing for the rest
he gets
of the
everything
life.
For free.
But he gets that
He's got his own fucking plane.
Yeah.
His own helicopter, his own military.
It's not like he pays rent every month.
Right, exactly. Yeah. How much are we paying on this motherfucker?
He lives on subsidized housing.
Section 8.
Yeah, at the White House.
Section 8 million.
Yeah.
And he gets that salary the rest of his life.
He has like a $4 million house in Chicago anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was super rich going into being the president.
I don't know about that. Super rich? Why?
I don't know, super rich.
From what? How was he super rich before being president?
Millionaire is super rich to me. Being a millionaire is super rich. Bill Clinton made $500 million last year just in speaking engagements.
Yeah, but that's also, yeah. he's got
and
that
he spent
fucking
$400 million getting pussy.
Yeah. But that's my point, though. The dumber this fucking country gets, our economy's going to go in the toilet.
I agree.
Well, what the fuck are you going to do then?
I mean, hopefully I'll be dead.
You know, I mean, it's going to be, they're going to have to fucking, we're going to be like a third world country here. You know, we're going to have fucking military on the fucking streets because people will be killing each other for a slice of fucking bread.
I know.
So, I mean, why encourage that? Why encourage that kind of living?
Because they're greedy. They just want to make money.
No.
That's why MTV has a million radio shows or
but why
reality
aren't people
shows.
Fucking saying, you know what? This isn't going to bode well for my future. I need to fucking step it up.
I think that there will be an awakening and that people will start to change.
I don't believe that at all.
I would like to think that.
I don't think
you so. Haven't. No, I'm just kidding.
I think it depends. I mean, I think throughout history, you're always going to have your poor people, your poor dumb
Absolutely.
People. You're always going to
well,
have
no.
your middle class, and you're always going to have your rich class.
No.
Even now, even though the generation after us is dumber than our generation, you're still going to have people that end up making millions of dollars for themselves. You're still going to have people that get regular jobs and become part of the middle class, and you're going to have your dumb people that live off – well, you can't really call them dumb if they're living off the government and getting free money, but your stupid people – the poor people. You're going to have every class.
You're always going to have poor people. I get that. But at the same time, it's gotten to the point now. And the whole point of this is that
the TV entertainment is dumbing society to the point where it's like everyone's basically on the same IQ level.
Yes and no.
You know what? The people that are born with mental illnesses or like say Down syndrome, they have an excuse.
Mm-hmm. No,
they have a legitimate excuse.
But it's not just TV. It's all entertainment. It's music. How many people do you see broke as shit wearing Beats headphones? They're fucking $300.
I see that all the time.
And they're broke as shit.
Well, it's either they stole it or they're knockoffs because they do sell them.
It does all entertainment makes
people
dumber. I get
it, dude. It's like what Chris Rock said. You have a piece of shit car and you put $2,000 rims.
Right.
They spin it, nigga. I get it. But
there's always parts of the economy that are going to do better because of entertainment. Sneakers. Fucking people pay $250 for sneakers because of LeBron James and Michael Jordan and shit like that.
But see, that's again, I used to always make fun of women back in the day because women's shoes used to always be expensive. And they still are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, but I'd be like, do you know why women's shoes are so expensive? Because women are dumb enough to pay for them.
Yeah.
You can go to Payless and get the exact same type of shoe and pay literally like a ninth of the price.
That's like so not true.
No, it is true.
It is not
true. It is true. It is true. You can find a shoe that costs like $500-$600 and find one that looks very similar to it, same style.
Yeah, very similar, but not
but
the
doesn't
same
matter.
Thing.
What's the
What's
fucking
the
point?
Payless shoes are so uncomfortable.
My point is vanity, is that it all comes down to the brand name. Just like Jordans. People want to rock Jordans. They don't want to rock Champions. They want to rock Jordans. Because
Champions.
It's the name brand.
It's not just a name, though. Like, if you're talking like Jordans versus Champion, the Jordans are probably made better. They're probably more comfortable.
I don't agree. I actually bought a pair of Champions for work. They're fucking most comfortable sneakers I've ever owned.
Okay, I've never. I don't. I won't spend $40 on Champions because I expect them to be
40.
Shit.
I spent $15.
I just expect them to be shitty sneakers.
I've had them for a year. They're still put together for what I do. They should already be torn apart. I spent $65 on a pair of New Balance for work. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They got torn to shreds in 8 months. So then I went and bought these Champions. For the summer, because they're the one with the mesh.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't wear them in the winter. I wear boots in the winter. Yeah. But, you know, I wear them for the summer. They are completely fine.
Are they steel reinforced?
No. Oh. No. Jeez. Dude, they are the lightest sneakers I've ever owned in my life. And they're the most comfortable sneakers. It's like wearing slides. That's how comfortable they are. And all I did was, because in my work, your shoes have to be jet black or jet brown. Mm-hmm. You can't have any kind of anything on
right now those so sneakers are impossible to find at this point.
So right so the C of the Champion is like a gray, but everything else is black. So I took a Sharpie and I just colored up. No one can tell the difference because technically I shouldn't be wearing them,
right?
You know, but let me tell you what, they're so fucking comfortable. I wish I bought another pair because I would wear them to the fucking wheels fell off,
right?
Honestly. So, I mean, I don't – when it comes to work, I don't give a shit what the fuck they're called.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I would if I was buying a pair of sneakers, I would just – looking at a pair of Champions for $15 and then looking at a pair of Nikes for $50, I would buy the Nikes just because I would expect them to be made better. I would expect them to be more comfortable. I would expect them to last longer.
I agree. I agree that, you know, it's a better product. I agree it's a better product. But, for instance, I'm more of an Adidas fan than a Nike fan. I buy my shoes like from Kohl's and I pay like $30-$35 for a decent pair of sneakers. Like I'm wearing a pair now, it cost me $30. They're comfortable as shit. And I'm not going to pay $180 for a pair of Jordans or whatever, or Airs of any kind.
No, I mean, to me, it's not necessary.
It's not.
Other people
it's
do,
not.
To each his own.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
If you got the money, fucking spend
but think
it.
Think of what you could have done with that. You could have got two other pairs of shoes. You could have got three pairs for the price of one.
Sure. I agree with
Doesn't
you.
Doesn't that make more sense to do?
Well, I mean, yeah, but some people, it's like it's either like their hobby or it's something that they really
that's
like.
That's not a hobby. That's an addiction.
Or an addiction.
Collecting shit is kind of a hobby.
I have
collecting baseball cards is a hobby. Collecting sneakers, it's not really collection. Wear them.
There's a whole market.
There's a whole market for collecting sneakers.
But if you buy the sneakers and never fucking wear them, that's one thing. Then
okay,
I'll say
that's
it's
what
a
I
hobby.
Do.
Okay,
that's
then that's
do.
A hobby.
Okay.
But if you rock them and you ruin them, that's not a hobby anymore.
Yeah,
you're wearing.
People that wear expensive shoes take very good care
they
of their
them
shoes.
They wear them once and then they trade them for another pair.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, they are take very, very good.
There's
care
a huge
shoes.
Market for it.
Yeah.
But you're paying $400 for Jordans. Like,
that's
never,
ridiculous. Never it's ridiculous. I wouldn't pay $400 for Michael Jordan's fucking sneakers.
I pay $75 for my Jordans because my feet are small, and I haven't bought a pair of Jordans in like fucking 15 years.
When Jordans went out of style, right around the time he left, or right before he came back to go to the Wizards, okay, and they didn't have any more. I remember the Jordans that I was my favorite pair. I couldn't find them anywhere. They didn't sell them. I had to search high and wide for them, and I bought them.
It used to be real tough to find them.
Bought them. 200. Now you can get them anywhere. Everybody, they're remaking all of them.
All of them.
I paid like $200 and some for them at the time. This is like, you know, God, it's like late 90s. No, early 2000s, something like that. I only wore them twice. They're still sitting in the actual box in my
you
closet.
You could probably sell them and make so much money.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know what the shitty part is? They don't fit me. I bought the size I am, but they're actually smaller than they're supposed to be. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
they're
shorter. That.
So they kind of like, you know, they're uncomfortable. And I'm like, well, this blows. Now what am I going to do? Now I guess I could fucking sell
them. You could definitely sell them.
Right. And, you know, it bothers me because I used to love those fucking sneakers growing up.
Like the ones with the multicolors on the side.
On
right?
the bottom.
On the bottom.
On the bottom, yeah. They were like the third. No, you know what?
They're fives.
Yeah. And actually, they might even be sevens.
They tens,
but I keep them clean. Whatever. But yeah, those were my favorite. They were the most. Those and the Charles Barkley Air Max.
They're even re-releasing those.
I saw that too, yeah. But I'm not going to fucking pay all that money for them. As much as I like them, I'm not going to pay money.
I saw Charles Barkley in CVS's parking lot the other day.
Yeah, he was here.
Where?
Philly.
Does he not live here? Because he was shopping.
He lives, I think he has a place out by like.
Yeah, well, he was doing some shit. He did The Fan. He was on The Fanatic last week.
Oh, yeah.
With Mike Missinelli for the whole show. This is a great show, by the way. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like if you want to pay for that shit, that's fine. I just don't see the point. And you know, again, when I was younger, I always wanted Jordans. I always wanted, you know, what I couldn't have. Now it's like I could care less. I didn't give two shits. Yeah. I'm not going to wear fucking Keds or Shooters.
I wear Keds.
You know, you got to get to a point where – they're a decent style, like a decent comfort shoe. It's all about comfort for me. If I try them on and I walk with them and they're comfortable, I'm buying them.
The most comfortable pair of sneakers that I own are a pair of Pumas that I got for $30.
Okay.
They're the most comfortable shoes I've ever
had
in my life.
I'm not knocking it.
No.
I'm not knocking
it. I also am different than any other girl in that sense is that I...
You have a penis.
Yes. But I don't buy... It's very rare if I buy some if it's not on sale. And I go to thrift stores all the time.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. But see, you are...
You say that like it's a bad thing. That's how rich people keep their money. You think they pay full price for
anything? Nothing wrong with you being frugal.
I'm very frugal when it comes to girl stuff, like clothes and
used tampons by them.
You recycle those?
Oh, God, no.
Use the other end?
I mean, think about it. A rich person goes to a car dealership to buy a Bentley. You think he's paying sticker price?
No.
Of course not.
No, because he pays cash. He saves money.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not paying full price for anything.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who got a $150,000 car for $90 because he paid cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure. I'm not surprised. A lot of people do. A lot of people that can afford to do that because they'll save money.
That's insane.
It is insane.
Some of these athletes don't even pay for their car. They just drive around with the...
They'll do a commercial.
Yeah, they'll do
Call
a commercial.
Call me about Dodge. You know, my friend's dad is a media personality in Philadelphia. He did a Buick commercial, and they gave him a fucking Buick. He don't drive it.
I was just going to say that,
He don't drive it.
I know a lot of people that have
and my friend,
sponsored
his son,
car and they never drive them.
And my friend, his son, I mean, went to the dealership that he did the fucking commercial for, and he was able to trade in his Jeep for a Camry with like straight up. And he's got a nice – his Camry's really nice.
Camrys are so nice.
You know, it's all tinted out. You know, it's like – it's nice. It's fully loaded.
Is it
and
a brand new one?
No, it's like a 2010, 11, something
That's
like that.
Good.
But he had one of those four-door Wranglers.
Cool. They're
you know,
cool. Cool.
Yeah, but, you know, he wanted to get rid of it. He was just – he was sick of it, whatever. So he was able to trade it straight up, and, you know, he got a car with way less miles.
I was just going to say, depending upon the miles, I mean, that's like – I don't know. $17,000 to $18,000.
Whatever. Right, but my point is like, you know, it's like, you know people. You know what I mean?
Fucking A.
If that was me trying to do it, I'd get fucking hustled.
They laugh in your face.
Right. Get the fuck out of here, you fat fuck.
Go away, fat man.
Look, there's no need to be like that, sir. It's just nuts, man. It is absolutely nuts. But society is just like down the fucking tubes, man. I was talking to my girl last night about this. I'm like, you know what? I know I always joke about moving to Canada. I don't think it's a joke anymore.
I have friends that want to move to Canada.
I could see that being a possibility in my future.
It's a really big process, so you'd have
I know it is.
Okay.
It's not like, what do you think? You could just cross the border and you're in?
It's like insane. My friend has taken it like over a year.
It doesn't matter. It may be worth it.
Apparently, it may be worth it.
When I went to Buffalo like 7 or 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
It was tougher to get into Canada than it was to get back into the United States.
When we went, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was because back in the day, before we went, when mm-hmm. the last time I'd gone to Canada, it was a breeze.
Yeah.
You go in and out. No big deal. Now, they frisk you.
Yeah.
You know, they check your car. You know, they check your documentation. They do a background check. You know, they make sure you're not some fucking escaped convict, like fleeing the country or anything.
Is it like when you drive into Mexico?
Yes,
like a
yes. Yeah, actually, I think getting into Mexico.
Yeah. I take 2 jalapenos.
No. With jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
No, I think getting into Mexico is easier. I really do. I really do. It's getting out of Mexico that's tough.
Yeah.
They want to see what you got.
Well, that's what I remember about Canada. When we went in, it was fine. But when we were leaving, they made us all get out and they checked the whole
car. Make you sign shit. Yeah. You know, fucking don't be an asshole clause.
Yeah.
You know, like stuff
don't
like
be an American clause.
Yeah, basically. And I'll be honest with you. You know, they literally have in a year, they have the same amount of shooting deaths that this country has in a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it because only like a small section of it is actually populated? That most of it is like...
No. No, like not only that. Did you know that Canada is a pro-gun country? Everybody has a fucking gun.
Then how come they're so different than us?
Because they're not assholes. There's no reason to be an asshole. That and they don't have a fucking buttload of immigrants fucking shit up.
How come?
They do have a lot of immigrants.
No. Last time I was in Toronto, but man, they don't. It was like the Middle East.
Percentage-wise, what we have here, there, because obviously we have more people in this country,
mm-hmm.
but there's not as many, ratio-wise, there's not as many immigrants there, or at least dirty ones, there than there is here.
How come?
I don't know, because people think that the United States, American dream, you know, it's come.
So is it that easy to just come into the United States?
I don't know. I don't know what the problem. I'm not from another country, motherfucker. Why are you asking me shit that I don't know?
Why do you always get so mad when I ask?
Because
you just
bring everything to a screeching halt.
I was wondering.
All I'm saying is over there, it's nicer, it's cleaner, it's safer.
I think they're socialists over there.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck what their politics are. I don't care. If my life is going to be sweeter, what's the problem?
Why Canada though?
Why not?
Cold as shit.
Not necessarily. Their fucking summers get hot. Winters get pretty fucking cold.
It's just bizarre that your first choice would be to move to Canada.
Where else am I going to go?
There's a million other countries.
Where else am I? Give me an example. Where? And I'll tell you why.
Fucking Spain.
I don't speak Spanish, mofo.
Don't they speak French in Canada?
No. There's
some
French
areas.
There's French Canadian, but the universal language in Canada is English. They don't have a fucking.
I thought it was.
They don't speak Ebonics or fucking emojis.
Are you sure?
In Canada,
do you know that for a fact?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because I did the research. Because that's how interested I am in going to fucking Canada. Why do you think I brought it up?
And they said, we don't do emojis here in Canada.
There's actually a webpage.
What I meant.
Noemojis.com.
First of all, the fact that you're serious about the question just proves how stupid you really are. Second of all, I was talking about their main language there.
Okay.
Yeah, they speak English.
Our main language is English.
What I'm saying is you're saying, didn't you just say they speak French over there?
Yeah, but you just told me they speak English.
They do.
Yeah, so yeah. We speak English.
They do. There's
some
parts like
shit.
Quebec. They speak a little French there. There's French Canadians.
I remembered people speaking French.
Okay. Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of
right,
French
right,
people.
Right.
Right, and those are the places I'm not going because I hate the French.
It smells really bad in those towns.
No deodorant here. But why wouldn't I go there? I mean, where, like, I won't go to Spain because I don't speak Spanish. And if I'm going to go to Europe, I might as well go to Italy. At least I have family there.
Go to London.
No.
They speak English.
Yeah, but London is dental
planes are there.
Yeah, right.
No, you have to fly to the United States to see your dentist.
London is a very, very depressing place.
It's always raining. It's always cloudy.
Yeah, it's like Seattle. It's like a more uppity Seattle.
If you want to, you should just move to Seattle. Seattle's like completely different.
It's still in the same country.
But it's
going
completely
to shit.
Different.
Doesn't matter. So is Florida. It's a bunch of old Jews. What's the point? I don't understand. What's your point?
I don't know. It's
why would I
different.
Stay in the States if the whole fucking country's going down the shitter?
So what? You're worried about the whole country going, so you're going to
I just
Canada.
Don't
want to
be part of the fucking landslide. When this place gets bombed by other countries, I don't want to be there for it. I don't want to be here for it.
Canada's
like, I want to look down up there and be like, lucky I got out when I did. You know? I just don't want to. Wow, did I just sound like Sarah Palin? I could see it in my backyard. I just don't want to. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with the bullshit anymore. It seems like everywhere else they got it figured out. Here's the only place where you got problems on every fucking thing. Everything. There's a problem. Over there, it doesn't seem like there's any problems. It doesn't seem like it takes as much process to open up a fucking business if you wanted to. Like, if you wanted to open up a deli or some shit, you don't have to go through the fucking hoops and pay out the ass and all this other shit. It just seems like a more laid-back process. It seems like a more laid-back place. Everyone there doesn't seem like they're rushing to get somewhere. You know, you go to New York, everyone's fucking rushing.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? In L.A., same thing. Traffic is horrendous. You don't have these problems over there. Oh, that sounds relaxing to me. You know?
There's got to be some downsides.
I'm
to
sure
it,
there
though.
Is. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. Look, I could tell you right now, I couldn't name you one Canadian actor. You know,
Jim Carrey.
Okay. I can't name you another. Mike Myers.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
All right. But what I'm saying is, it's not like they don't have a Hollywood like we do. You know, their entertainment isn't as good. I can't imagine Canadian TV is any better than, you know, our
yeah,
countries.
You should look into their reality shows. Cause
I don't care about reality shows. That's the whole point.
I probably
know.
Get more hockey on TV up there.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't have to pay the fucking NHL ticket.
Yeah.
Doesn't it
matter? Oh, you want to watch hockey on TV through Comcast?
What channel?
You have to take these 194 other channels for $40 a month.
Okay, hockey or hockey?
But doesn't America has everything first, and then all the other countries get it like later on in life?
Like what? What do you think? I can't get Jordans in fucking Canada?
Yeah, they just released Dumb and Dumber in Canada.
But do you know what I mean? Like in Bratislava.
Miami Vice.
That's not in Canada.
No, but I'm using it as an example.
Canada's not a third world country. Bratislava is.
Is that why?
You should take your savings account and go
see,
there.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what we're in store for. This is why I want to get out of here. I can't
hey,
deal with
this.
She's
a special
shit.
Case, dude.
You can't deal with. I can't deal with this kind of shit, man. I just can't.
I'm nothing compared to what the world's going to be.
You're a very good reminder of what it's going
to
be.
I might be a reminder, but I'm nothing compared to what it's going to be.
I just don't. I don't know. I'm kind of sick of it. It's kind of. It sucks here anymore. It just does. Same old shit. It's all they're talking about. You know. You notice how Canada, they don't fucking get involved in anybody's bullshit.
No, I don't, because I don't know a goddamn thing about Canada.
Okay, well, good, because I don't want you going there. I'm gonna fucking red flag. I'm gonna red flag her the moment I fucking
they
become a citizen.
Accept her.
They would accept me. Why wouldn't they accept
me? Because
the United States is trying
IQ.
To kick you out of here.
They're
not claiming you. U.S. is not.
Oh,
claiming
fuck
you!
I can move to Canada.
You can't move to Canada.
I could move to
Canada. No, because
I'm going to fucking try.
Good, because I'm red flagging you as a terrorist the moment I get there.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, she terrorizes
they
the
don't
English
have,
language.
Look, they don't have trailer parks in Canada, so you're beat.
It's the American dream to get out of my trailer. The Canadian dream.
Into a prefab home. Yeah, man. It's you know, I don't want to hear this shit. I don't want to hear, you know, like they're shooting planes down over fucking Ukraine and Russia.
You're going to hear that in Canada.
No. You're a fucking retard. You really
they don't
are.
Have news in Canada.
Yeah, you're fucking retarded. What I'm saying is now our country has to – we have to figure out what do we do now? Where do we have to go now? Where do we have to send all these innocent troops to? It's not our fucking problem. Let it be.
Do you think you're going to start a trend? Do you think that a lot of people are going to want to move out of America?
who the fuck is going to listen to me? I don't give a I hope nobody fucking follows me there. I don't want anyone to follow me there.
I'm going to look into this.
I'm telling you.
Bob says can explain.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I will murder you if you show up in Canada. I will murder you. I will hang your head on the wall like a fucking
I would do it just to spite
head.
You. You I know understand you that?
I know, and that's why I will murder you.
Show up at your door.
Can you murder people in Canada?
Yeah, legal. Murder's not against the law up there.
You didn't know that?
This girl is fucking dumb. Can you murder people in Canada? No.
I was joking.
No.
God, man.
You're dumb.
You guys can't even tell when I'm playing.
No, we can't. That's the scary part. That's why I went out. That's why I went out of here. I can't tell. I'll be Skyping in.
What would you do in Canada? Like, what would your job be? If you could move there tomorrow.
Without you fucking saying where I work again, they have them all over the world. Okay. I could transfer there.
It was an accident.
Yeah, well, I'm just warning you beforehand because I know...
Beat that shit out.
Yeah, I would just transfer. They have them in fucking Venice. If I wanted to, I could be in a gondola. Seriously.
That would be awesome. Do you know that
on our website, there's like places in Alaska where they literally drive like four-wheelers in the fucking snow.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's amazing where they go.
Alaska's connected to Canada, right?
Well... It's not. Are you saying it's part of Canada?
No. Oh, okay. But it's like it you should. Can walk there. You wouldn't have to take a boat or a plane.
Where are you at in Canada?
If you're like right on the edge of it.
Yeah, you can swim to Canada
like
from
Hawaii.
The
land masses are connected.
I walked to Alaska from Toronto last week.
I will walk my.
Come on, I know Toronto
I don't think
is
it's
far.
Connected.
It's not? I don't even know.
Like, is there like a river? I really don't know.
I don't even know what we're talking
it's
about.
It's not like Hawaii.
She's asking
if
Alaska
island.
Shares a border with Canada.
Yes. Chris Tuna.
It does.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris Tuna.
There you go. You could walk there. You could drive there. If you lived on that side, like by Oregon.
She's saying if you lived 3 feet from the border, you can walk into Canada. That's what she's saying because.
Yes, or like a mile.
Or a mile. Whatever.
But not from Toronto, no.
But I don't know if you can actually walk into Canada. I think there's still some sort of like border patrol.
I would think so.
Yeah. Or else a lot more people would be going there. Yeah. I don't know if it's the Great Wall or anything. Don't look at me like that.
I was asked so many questions and I couldn't say any of them.
I don't know. Why don't you fucking walk up there and let us know what you find?
I was just like, oh, no.
So gotta track your way up there and tell us what you find.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris, you're right.
As usual.
Yukon, it borders the Yukon in British Columbia.
It's not British.
Or Colombian.
British Columbia.
What do you think ran through her mind the first time she's ever heard British Columbia?
Oh, she probably fainted.
She's thinking about a bunch of Colombian people with British accents running around.
Yeah. Swarthy Englishmen. Why is everybody so tan? They speak so proper. Hello, Governor. Or what is the other way around? Just English-looking people who speak Colombian.
That would be cool.
Or shop.
Is that Colombian speak?
Fucking hate Colombians. Yeah, man. I'm going. You can go anywhere you want. You just can't come to Canada.
I didn't like Canada, so I feel like
good.
I couldn't go there.
Good.
Great strip clubs in
Absolutely.
Canada.
Absolutely.
I would have to go to
Sundowners.
So now I feel like I have to go to Canada for that. I have to get a passport, though.
Yeah, I think me and my
girl... Well, didn't you get one for your trip to Hawaii?
Shut up.
Yeah, it's an excursion. They get to swim to Canada.
Do you think you need a passport to get into Alaska?
No, you don't.
Well, it depends on how you're going there.
Yeah,
If you're driving, you need it.
Are you going in from Canada?
If you're driving...
Oh my god. Where are you driving from? Here?
Oregon.
To get into
Canada.
To Canada. Yeah, yeah. You need a passport.
Yeah. I know.
When
we went to Seattle, they were like, oh, if you want to drive to Canada, it's not too far.
Remember when we went? They were just starting to pass that law. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, we'll let you in this one time. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know why they did, considering who we were with. Tear that fucking place apart.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, now you need a fucking passport.
I know.
You need
a DNA sample. I didn't need it.
Yeah, so, I mean, and good for them for getting more strict, because that's the last thing they need is more assholes from this country going in there. I mean, there's, you know, there's some nice fucking places around it. I haven't been all through. I've been to Toronto. I've been to, where's the Niagara Falls? Was it Niagara? I don't fucking know.
Whatever is the Canadian side of Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I've been there. I don't know what it is.
I don't know if it's Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm just.
Isn't Toronto?
I don't think so.
No, Toronto's a couple hours north of that.
Is it Quebec?
No.
Is it Montreal?
No. Now you're just going further away.
Is it Vancouver?
I didn't know Vancouver.
Is it Edmonton?
Is it Calgary?
I'm looking it up.
Oh, my God.
It might just be Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because one side is Buffalo. Or no. No, that's Niagara. Isn't that New York side? That's Niagara, mm-hmm. I think, on the New York side.
On the New York side, it's Niagara Falls.
Right. Yes.
And on the... It's Niagara Falls in Canada, too.
Niagara Falls, Canada. Niagara Falls, New York.
Yeah.
I'm on the east side. I'm on the west side. I'm on the east side.
It's 67 degrees in Niagara Falls right now.
Good.
Canada.
You should take a trip.
And 66 degrees in Niagara Falls, New York.
Ho.
One.
Yeah, it was fucking, it was pretty brisk out yesterday morning.
Oh my God, it was.
Too. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's practically fucking August.
I know. It's going to be, I feel like August is going to be weird. Like, it's going to be, look, like, if super it don't, hot
it,
or something.
If it doesn't get scorching hot, we're in deep shit.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be 30 degrees in October this year.
No, see, one of two things is going to happen. Either that, or we're going to have an Indian summer. It's going to be fucking 80 degrees in October
this year. I hope so.
I also agree with Chris.
Because I'll tell you what, if we get another 6 or 7 months of winter like we had last year, I'm not moving to Canada, but I'm moving the fuck out of this area.
I swear to God, so will I.
I'll tell you what, man, pretty soon we're not going to need all four seasons. It's just going to be summer and winter.
Summer and winter. Last year was kind of like that. Spring lasted a few weeks.
Yeah.
Fall was barely anything. It was like warm one day in October, then it was snowing. And I was like, okay. It makes me super sad.
Why?
Because the fucking world is like dying.
Well, I'll tell you what. Everyone's bitching and moaning about global warming. It's pretty fucking cool for it being hot, for it being warming, whatever.
I know.
So I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Because everything's all fucked up in the atmosphere.
And this shit happens every fucking couple hundred years.
Yep.
There's like a mini ice age where shit gets cold for a while. And then, you know, they have like tons of fucking snow falling every winter for like 20, 30 years. And then all of a sudden it stops and it's like you get mild winters, which is what we've had really up until last winter.
Yeah. In the last episode of Cosmos, they explained it.
What'd they explain?
They explained that all the things that we're putting into the air is going up in the atmosphere and it's fucking with everything. And that's why everything's getting fucked up. Because it's not just like going out into space. It's all
the ozone
stuck
layer,
in
right?
There. Yeah.
We're killing the ozone layer.
We're fucking all the different layers of the atmosphere. All of them are getting fucked up.
But what are we going to do? How can you change it now?
You have to. There's nothing you can do to change what already happened, but you can
prevent.
Stop it from getting worse.
Can't patch it up.
By using less gas, by burning less coal, by doing...
Then what are we going to use?
We have to find different ways.
Well, then I guess until we do, we have to
In 1920, somebody invented solar energy. Solar energy is still not that popular. But it could be, and it should be.
I agree, but it's still not that popular.
Yeah, because...
Especially now that the sun... has even more access to the Earth because we're killing all those layers.
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 Whatever, man.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Whatever. I don't give a shit.
I do.
I'll take a cool winter or cool summer.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I think it's great.
Because you hate to eat.
That's right, because I'm fat. Actually, you know what? Even when I was thin, I fucking hated the heat.
I like the heat. I'm a big old fan of it.
Me too. I hate freezing cold.
I know. You're a little bitch when it comes to cold. Chris is like a fucking 90-year-old woman, man. He's like, oh, I can't do this. He'll take like two puffs of a cigarette. He runs in. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm out there with like shorts. I'm just like, I hate the cold. I know. I can't get it. I remember when we used to have the air up too much or air down too much. He was literally like a fucking Eskimo.
When we used to do the show in your house, I'd wear gloves.
Yeah, he brought gloves because I had the window unit in.
Yeah.
Oh, it felt so good in there.
It did, didn't it?
It was fucking 25 degrees.
It was not.
I think I used to have to wrap myself in a blanket.
Oh, you such fucks.
But we had to do it so we could smoke inside.
No, we had to do it because it was hot as fuck in there.
But we were allowed to smoke inside your house at one point.
Yeah, you smoke regardless. It had nothing to do with the air conditioning.
I thought that's why you had the window open in the middle of the winter.
No, I have the window open regardless. Whether I'm smoking or not, it's open. My windows, and during the winter, it's one thing my girlfriend fucking hates. I have both windows open. I have to. And a fan going. Just to blow the cool air around.
The life of a fat guy.
Dude, it's fucking great. I don't know how, like...
I like it.
Like, even like in the cold. Morning when I get up, man, I feel, like, way better than that. I do if it was hot. Like, if it was hot, I'd feel like shit getting up. But when it's, like, cold, yeah, it's like an extra pep in my step.
But you have air conditioner, so you never wake... In the summertime, I never wake up hot.
No, you fat, keep you warm.
Well, if I sleep in my girl's house, I wake up with a fucking ring of sweat.
She's so attracted to you, isn't she?
Oh, she takes loves one look at you. She like, loves it. How bad,
fucking dry heaves.
How awesome is it that she loves it? She'll lick it.
Oh.
I feel so bad for that poor girl.
Hey, man.
She's a glutton for punishment.
I'm just a glutton. Hey, man, I can't help it if she loves me. Whatever. Don't hate.
Congratulate.
Fuck you! You ate all the food! It's got to go. Trust me, I'm not the problem with that.
Maybe I like fat guys.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Maybe I want to have sex with a fat guy right now.
Tomorrow night. I'm going to give her some birthday sex.
Give it to her, man.
What size? 5x XL?
Yeah, my rubber. Yeah, man, I text her today. I was breaking her balls all day. I'm like, how does it feel that you're X amount of hours from being out of your 20s forever?
When's her birthday?
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It only gets worse.
She's like, I don't care. I'll always shop at Forever 21. I was like, nice. Nice, good attitude. Not if I knock you up, though. Is that a rape whistle?
It sounded like rapey.
Access denied.
Poor woman.
Poor woman. Stupid woman. I wanted to talk about Kanye. I brought it up like three times tonight. We just fucking glazed right over it.
Yeah. Fuck him. He wants to leave. Go.
Oh, I mean, since we're talking about it, we might as well throw it out. Yeah. He wants to leave because he thinks that the states are too racist.
So he became a multi millionaire from only black people.
Yeah. Well, did you see what he said? He said something like, "We got so much money, we could buy an island or some shit." We don't need your dumbass here anyway.
You can take your talentless wife with you and your stupid kid. And
your
go to
talentless whore wife.
Yeah,
who's been she'll never leave America. Like, do you know what I mean?
America?
And that one incident that he's talking about that the person screamed. Like,
it was a 13-year-old boy said, "You N-lover."
Yeah, I don't
and
even.
And he punched him dead in the face.
I don't think it was in America. I think it was when they were on vacation.
I don't know where the fuck it was.
I think they were in Europe. I know. So
don't go to Europe.
Yeah, he's all fucked up. They should just buy an island.
Whatever.
Though. Leonardo DiCaprio is an island.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Good for him, rich motherfucker.
You see what I'm saying? See how the rich people be just fine. They go to buy their own fucking island.
Yeah. They should. God, but she would never
that
do
is some
that.
Serious FU money right there.
Yeah, man.
Buy your own island. That is sick. Does he have, like, convenience stores on the island?
No, he's using it as a... He's conserving the ecosystem on it. He's very into the environment.
Oh, what a fucking weirdo.
He drives a Prius.
Yeah.
He drives a Prius.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. On the fucking island? Where's he driving to?
Hollywood.
He doesn't live on the island.
Well, what's the island for?
He's conserving it.
What?
So nobody builds on it.
So nobody builds on it.
He just bought it just to...
You mean, like, he didn't put, like, a house there or some shit? Oh, fuck that. I'd be having a fucking spread. Yo, guess where we're going this weekend, motherfucker? Mm-hmm.
DiCaprio Island.
Yeah, whatever. Leo Island. Fuck that. That's a waste.
No shit.
Jesus Christ.
He's a good boy.
I can't believe he drives a fucking Prius.
He drives a Prius. And he's drove a Prius for, like, since they came out.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, but his cock smells like every hot girl
no
that ever
shit.
On the planet.
They don't mind getting in the Prius.
Fuck no. All day, every day.
I'm sure he's got other cars.
I hope so.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think he... I mean, maybe he rides around
he
in
has a warehouse full of Priuses.
Yeah, I don't see that
he
at all.
He has just a Prius manufacturer.
Look, I have rims made out of hemp.
Recycled aluminum.
Yeah. Not me, man. If I was a billionaire, I'd have, like, baby seal fucking interior.
Oh, my God.
Yo, check out these fucking carpets. They're panda. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck that.
That's horrible.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I know you
I would
are,
never
but still,
do that.
I would.
Kanye
I
would.
Okay, it's because Kanye's an N-word.
Oh my God.
He is. Fuck him. I don't give a shit.
He's a piece of shit.
He is a piece of shit. Yeah. Good. Get the fuck out of here.
Took you long enough.
I'll help you pack.
His own people don't like
here, him. Here's your gay sweaters.
I mean, no
your
matter.
Gay pastel colored sweaters.
He thinks this country's too racist. No matter where you move to, you're going to. I mean, unless you move to fucking Africa, there's. Well, there's racism there, I'm sure, against white people.
Let me tell you something.
There's racism everywhere. Where is he going to go to get away from it? He's going to have to buy his own island.
Don't start no shit. Won't be no shit. If he just fucking acted like a normal person, act like a decent human being, he wouldn't be treated
you
like
know,
a
it's
fucking
funny.
Animal.
People want to like him.
Slurpy mouth motherfucker.
Like, he's been making decent music for a long time now. People want to like him. And he's such an Jeez. Asshole that people hate him.
His yep. He is better at collaboration than he is at his own
show. Regardless, he's made a lot of money in the
yeah,
music industry.
Absolutely.
And he's made some songs that are really good. He's made other songs that are horseshit, just like almost any other rap artist out there, or any artist, period.
He's up there, though, and as far as making shittier
you
stuff.
You know, I mean, there's really not many artists out there, whether it's band or rap or whatever, that I hate personally, you know? Like, their music I may like or dislike or whatever,
no,
but
there's quite
I don't,
a few people I hate.
But, like, Kanye West is just like I want to like him. I like his music, but he's such an asshole. It's just like, how could I buy this guy's CD and support him?
No, he's a piece of shit and his music is shit, and I'm glad that he's, like, not making any more hits. I'm glad. I hope he never makes another fucking hit again.
He might not.
No, because he stinks.
I think he's a genius.
He stinks.
He stinks.
I don't like him.
I like him. I don't like his personality.
His mouth is talking himself out of all
that. Like, here's another example. I'm not a fan of Lil Wayne.
Hate him. I think he stinks.
Right. I'm not a fan.
I think his music stinks.
I'm not a fan. I don't like the way he sounds, but I don't hate him.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't hate the guy. I don't know him.
Kanye West's personality.
Kanye West is an asshole.
He's a humongous
asshole. Like, I really do dread Taylor Swift. I think she's a rabid cunt. Really. I really can't stand this bitch. But what he did to her, that was a fucking dick move.
Yeah.
It's like, you're the one who brought race into it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because he accused her of winning because she's white.
Yep.
He's saying Beyonce deserved it, but she got it instead. There is a chance that just maybe she sold more copies than Beyonce did on that specific song or album, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, you got to give the girl some sort of...
Even if she won because she's white. Let's say she won because she's
which
white.
Which I don't believe.
I don't believe it either.
Who cares?
Beyonce is
why?
An angel.
It's not like it's her fault that she won because she's white. So why ruin her moment?
Right, but he brought race into it.
Exactly.
And he acted like a dirty N-word about it.
He did.
He did. Look, I'm not saying the word, but I'm telling you, you can fucking hate me for it, but don't tell me I'm wrong. He's acting like one.
The guy's a huge asshole.
There's black people, and then there's...
Beyonce's won numerous awards.
Beyonce literally wipes her ass with Grammys.
Yeah.
Yes.
She has, like, a Grammy every 4 inches in a fucking...
It was an MTV award, music award.
Whatever.
It's a fucking... Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
And when he did it, you should have seen Beyonce's face. And she's like, what are you fucking doing?
And how embarrassed was Beyonce?
She was embarrassed.
She was like, I can't believe I worked with this
You should have seen her face. Yeah.
You know, she was sitting there like, what the fuck?
She
like,
was.
She probably turned to Jay-Z and be like, you cannot collaborate with this motherfucker.
Do you know when she won her next award, she apologized for
Kanye. She didn't even accept the award. She told Taylor Swift to come up.
She said, Taylor Swift, you come up and you give your speech that you wanted to give. And fucking apologize for Kanye.
Yeah. I mean, again, I fucking love Beyonce. I'm not a fan of the music. Love her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She's one of the hottest girls on the planet.
Hate Taylor Swift with a passion. Mm-hmm. A passion.
Why?
She's just, I don't know, she's just an uppity cunt.
Yeah.
That and the fact that she's a complainer. She's like, you know, oh, fuck him. He did me wrong. Right. Yo, maybe it's you, bitch.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it is.
Oh, but that's my point. Whatever. Maybe she don't suck dick, which I don't know why. I mean, she's got the fucking mouth.
Her music sucks dick.
Yeah, right? You might as well continue the genre, for fuck's sake. But yeah, I mean, she's just such a fucking cunty broad, really. Her and Miley Cyrus, to me, they're the same. Except Miley Cyrus is a whore, a dirty skank, and Taylor Swift is an uppity one.
A whore.
You know? But Beyonce, she's an angel. She's like, you know what? I hope she doesn't go down the Whitney route, because she'll be what Whitney should have been.
She won't be. She won't.
What do you mean?
She won't go down the Whitney route.
No, I know. I'm saying she'll be what Whitney should have been. She will be.
Oh, absolutely.
She'll be like the new Aretha Franklin.
And all that. Yeah.
She'll go down in history as
absolutely
the shit.
You know, 100
for all
pounds.
Female sing. What?
Gain 100 pounds. And
not her mom still looks
years.
Pretty good.
But my point is she's a nice person. She really is a nice person. But, you know, for Kanye West to, you know, act crazy over like the... First of all, you can't tell me that there isn't a screw loose in his head.
Absolutely.
He definitely has issues prior to being famous. He's got issues.
Yeah, and you could see definitely he's dabbled in many, many drugs.
Right, but he's hung around the wrong circles. I think he's dabbled in cock, personally.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The way he dresses.
I really wouldn't be surprised.
I think this whole marriage thing is a fucking... It's a sham. I almost feel like they have a fucking contract or something.
Listen, do you remember Amber Rose?
No.
Amber Rose was the girl that
he
was
talking to.
He was the girl that.
Yeah, we don't read XXL.
Okay. Amber Rose was a stripper from
I just
Philly.
Wear it.
XXL.
She was a stripper.
There's a 5XL?
She was a stripper from Philly. He met her when he was in Philly once. Whatever. He was dating her forever. When he did that whole spiel with Taylor Swift, he was drunk out of his mind. Him and Amber Rose both were.
Mm-hmm.
This girl was like the lover of his life. They broke up. She married Wiz Khalifa and had a bunch of kids with him and shit.
Wiz Khalifa is another name for the record.
He's awesome, though. So she's on Wendy Williams because she's like does all this fucking shit now. And they were like, so we got to bring
It's amazing how taking a famous dick makes you famous.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Monica Lewinsky.
She's a fucking stripper.
Yep. She's really beautiful, though. She's bald, though. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
She's bald and beautiful.
I know.
You big bald fuck.
Is she like cancer bald or is she just bald?
No, she was completely bald at one
point. Is she black?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So she's
bald. And then she had like a very short blonde haircut.
That's disgusting.
She wore a wig on one of her Instagram pics and she was like the hottest girl I'd ever seen in my life. I was like, holy shit.
I gotta look this girl up because I don't know what the fuck she looks like.
Okay, so she's on Wendy Williams and Wendy Williams goes, so we got to bring up Kanye. Are you glad you got out of the grips of that nightmare? And she literally just looked down and laughed and went, yes. She like whispered it almost. So like he's fucked up in his head.
It's not a surprise that he's fucked up. I mean,
but, like, why
won't
anybody like speak about like the things that he's done?
What are they going to say?
Like that he's so crazy, he makes me like wear a diaper or something. Like what? You know, like I don't know. You know,
well, where'd you get that from?
I just pulled it.
That was you pulled that out.
Well, because Amber just had a baby. I was thinking baby, Amber baby.
Diaper.
Yeah. You don't want to know where this mind goes. So that's
all right, Kanye.
Yeah. But like that, why wouldn't they say like Prince used to make Carmen Electra dress in all her makeup at all, any given moment, even when she slept, because when he went over, she had to be dressed up like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Prince.
But she's talked about it. So, but like, why?
You always gotta look
Prince ain't fucking Kanye. Don't you dare.
I'm not saying Kanye. Bad things. That's what I mean. Prince is beloved.
Prince is an angel.
Yes. So Prince is beloved. And people said things.
Gay blouses.
Fuck that. Prince.
So why wouldn't they talk shit on Kanye is what I'm saying. Like, does he pay him off or something? Like that's
No, he doesn't pay. That fucking stingy piece of shit doesn't pay anybody off.
Then what do you think it is? If he's so crazy, how come nothing crazy has come out about him?
What's going to come out? Yeah, I don't know what you expect to come out.
It's not going to benefit anybody.
Yeah, it's not going to benefit anyone. It's going to benefit someone who isn't famous.
Okay, I got what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. If he picks up some fucking road hoe and she's like, you know, she's like, bling, money, you know, she's going to call the National Enquirer and be like, yo, he never guess what this nigga did to me.
Yeah, like,
he shit on my chest and then he made me eat it.
He made me pick the corn out of it.
And then he took my fucking shoes, put them on, and walked out. You know, like, that's...
Okay, I gotcha.
You know, that's...
So they need, like, a non-famous person to get with them.
Isn't that how everybody's career comes down?
Usually.
Is brought down by someone who's not really famous.
This one girl from New Jersey tried, but it didn't succeed.
I mean, look at the fucking... The dickhead that showed his fucking dick, his Twitter pics. Anthony Weiner.
Oh, yeah.
It was a nobody.
Yeah.
And the girl was even ugly.
Yeah, she wasn't good looking.
No, she wasn't. You know, at least what's his name? Who's the New York guy that got caught with the hooker?
Oh, yeah, she was super hot.
She was fucking smoking, you know? And he looked like fucking Frankenstein.
Yeah.
The only thing he was missing were bolts.
Yeah, she's had like a million movies made about her.
Whatever. She was smoking. But I mean, it's always someone who's not fit because they're looking to get famous.
Yeah.
And that's half the problem is no one can do shit without, you know, you have to be careful. But I think Kanye is the exception. I think whoever the no-name is has to be careful because Kanye seems like the type of person that'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
You know, like you'll wake up in a trunk in fucking Ohio, you know, if you fucking do something that he doesn't like. I mean,
you think he's got a bunch of bodies stacked up somewhere?
I feel like he's too big of a pussy to kill somebody.
Yeah, he's definitely a fucking... Oh, he's such a fag.
he's.
I don't think he's got a stack of bodies, but I think, like, you know...
He's got a bomb that'll do whatever he wants.
No, but you know what? He just seems like the type of guy that would like, literally shit in a bag and leave it on someone's porch.
I'm sorry, I like him now.
No, like, seriously. Like, I think he's so into, like, revenge and shit.
Yeah.
You know? Like, petty revenge. Not, like, good revenge. Like, petty shit. Like, oh, yeah, you want to talk shit
about
me?
Revenge for shit he made up in his head. Like, not real facts. Like, he just seems like he has a me-against-the-world attitude.
Like, let's say...
Even though people don't... They hate him because of the way he acts.
Let's say Lil Wayne said some shit about Kanye, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they did, like, an event together.
Right, they'd slap box.
No. Kanye's even too big of a pussy to do that. At least Lil Wayne did some fucking jail time. He's got some...
Street cred.
I think he's got some, you know, jailhouse moves or something. But I think Kanye West would, like, literally go to his locker room when he wasn't... Or go to his dressing room when he wasn't there and, like, piss in his sneaker or some shit. Like, that's the kind of shit I picture him doing. Like, well, fuck with me. You know, just piss in his fucking shoes or something. Like, he just seems like a little bitch. Fucking go, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Bottom
take your
line,
fucking...
Yeah.
Deuces.
Yeah, take your fucking wife. I don't give a shit if she's here or not.
She won't leave America.
She's not going anywhere. She's not fucking
She'll just
going
divorce
anywhere.
Him again. Like, she just divorces people. She can't. She would be nothing. She would be nothing if she wasn't in America. Like,
I don't know about
that. She's humongous
here. I don't know about that. I think she's worldwide famous.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no matter where she moves, the cameras are going to follow
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true.
Yeah, I mean, they've got pictures of her all over the world. You know, like, she was in Brazil a couple years ago, and they had, yeah. like...
She got famous because she took a cock, and she's hot, and it was on tape.
Took a big
and now,
black turd.
Now people just... people watch her life. They follow her
and her
around
train
with
wreck of a family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her family is popular because of her, and she's actually... Her name is because of her dad.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
dad was the first famous one, you know?
Yep.
And what the fuck is wrong with Bruce Jenner? That dude was like, I don't know. He was like what America stood for back in like the 70s.
Yeah.
He was
on
like
the show.
On the Wheaties yeah. box. That yeah. guy was like a fucking American hero.
No.
And he looks like a what the fuck is wrong? He looks like a fucking.
He's got all that plastic surgery.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a mess.
He looks like a chick, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's he looks like shape. A skinnier version of like Mickey Rourke.
You know what, Kanye? Take him with you.
Yeah.
It's a fucking disgrace.
I think he's divorcing the mom.
Yeah, that's a good career move.
Yeah.
Get out of that crazy house that makes all that kind of money.
He makes good money traveling and talking, like doing that.
Yeah, he does motivational yeah. speeches.
Really? Yeah. How about motivating people not to get plastic surgery?
He probably touches on that.
So, could you imagine that he's like talking, his nose falls off?
Sorry about that. But sorry, this is a good, good visual.
Sorry about that, people. No, I really, honestly, I can't wait. Of course, I probably won't see it. I'll be dead before him. But I'm really hoping Kanye dies. I'd love to see his death. And I hope it's a horrible, gruesome one, too. Horrible, gruesome death. Like, it'd be great if he was. I don't know, like if he was like lip syncing on stage and someone just opened fire and just riddled his body with bullets, that would be awesome.
For the world.
Or if he does leave this country and he goes somewhere and steps on a fucking landmine. Oh, man. Jackpot. Fuck him.
Yeah, he sucks at life.
Dirty N-word.
I like his music.
If he stepped on a landmine, I kind of want him to live but lose both his legs. Like, I think that would be better than him dying.
Then he would make a new song.
I'm not even joking. I don't mind
his music.
I think I read this. Did he really name his kid North?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Northwest.
Oh,
and she lets him do it.
Yeah, because she makes good decisions.
What? Her decisions let her all that
she
money.
She makes real good decisions.
Her decisions let her all that money.
North. It's a girl, right?
Yeah.
Northwest. Yeah. She's going to be popular in the strip clubs.
Yeah, yeah. It's a joke. It's a joke of a name.
Northwest.
Well, I mean, that's the thing nowadays. People name their kids all fucked up names. Not realizing.
Who's people?
Everybody.
Everybody.
No, I think it's a certain.
No, it's not everybody just black
does.
People. What did Gwyneth Paltrow name her kid? Apple?
Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't right. realize.
So it's like.
They don't realize that the kids are the one that have to live with these fucked up names.
Apple.
Jason Apple. Lee named his son Pilot Inspector.
What a fucking asshole.
Who's Jason Lee?
From My Name is Earl.
Morat.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
He named this kid what?
Pilot Inspector.
Pilot Inspector Lee.
Yes.
See, I would probably do like Bruce. Well, I mean, I'm a fan of Bruce Lee, so I think it's like an homage to him, you know?
Right.
Hopefully my son does well in martial arts, but hopefully he doesn't die.
Tragically,
young.
Right. Young.
It'd be funny if his name was Bruce Lee and he was just like a huge pussy, got beat up all the time.
Yeah.
Come on, Bruce.
You're right.
But yeah, the kids are the ones that have to live with these fucked up names.
I'm living
all,
proof.
They're all
no, but your name's ethnic. It's a huge difference.
You're trying to say? No. I know what you're saying. I know.
But they're all going to have fucked up names, so they're all going to grow up with fucked up names together.
But I don't understand that though. Why? What is the benefit of ruining your child's like?
Well, here's the thing. Let's say I'm the CEO of a big company and I need to hire an accountant.
Okay.
And two resumes come in.
This is my son Pepsi and my
Marco Caroli comes in.
Right.
And Pilot Inspector Lee. Guess whose resume is getting thrown in the fucking trash?
Marco Caroli.
It should be. Even because he's incompetent, but I don't know that yet.
Could you please get Pilot Inspector Lee on the phone?
That's a horrible name.
When I used to work at Greenlease, I was the manager, so I did all the hiring. I had this.
So they'll call him PI.
P.I.?
P.I. Lee.
He'll have a nickname.
I forget. I think they call him, like, John or something.
Just name him John. What the fuck?
This kid filled out an application, and on the very top of it, he goes, "This is not a joke. This is really my name." And his name was Flash Gordon. And I hired him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It's awesome for the parents to joke around that they named the kid Flash Gordon.
I would love if my name was fucking Flash Gordon.
No, you wouldn't.
Why? Why not?
It's so stupid.
Why is it
stupid? If Flash was the middle name, it's funny.
No, I think that's a great name.
Fuck that.
No, that's like if my name was Bruce Wayne, I would fucking love that. You know?
Bruce is different. Bruce is a real name.
All right, yeah.
Flash isn't a fucking name.
It's an action. Right, Flash.
Yeah, Flash your tits.
Flash your pussies. Well, there was Flash Thompson in Spider-Man.
I'm
just saying, it was a name. It was a name. I think that's great. Flash Gordon. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. I was like, you are hard.
That was cool of
you. He's awesome. I'm still friends with him. I love him.
Flash Gordon.
It's fucked up.
Believe me, Pilot Inspector is the worst of fucking
Flash. That's worse than Northwest.
So, yeah. Northwest. God.
I think she does have a middle name, though.
She does?
I think so. I think there's South, North something.
North,
West.
Southwest.
No, is it being given with a K or something?
A K?
Yeah, because they're all, you know,
North
everybody's K.
North Kanyeezy West.
I think it had something to do with, like, where they conceived her. That's what they tried to say.
Whatever.
Yeah.
North. Canada? North. Yeah, North. Is it N-O-R-F? North?
No.
I mean, listen, it's not like the kid's ever going to have to apply for a job anywhere. I mean, Kanye and Kim are just fucking insanely rich. But still, it's just Northwest. Pilot Inspector Apple, like these are—they're not names.
Pilot Inspector Apple.
Oh no, she has no middle name. It's just Northwest.
Oh darn!
No, her middle name's a star. It's just a symbol.
Yeah, it's like Prince.
But they call her Nori.
The name her Nori. Even
it's
Nori.
Not a name either.
Nori. No,
it's not.
Eh.
Nora is a name. Nora. Not Nori. Nori.
Nori.
If you had a kid, miss, if you had a boy, what would you name him?
I don't know.
Or what about a girl?
Samantha.
Okay. See? It's a normal name. It's a pretty name. Not bad.
When I was younger, I used to say that I would want to name a boy Christopher, but my brother's name is Christopher.
Hi, Chris.
And he said no, because if I have a kid, I want to name it Christopher.
Right, that makes sense.
So what?
Yeah.
So I couldn't. Because we have two Christophers in our family.
Why not?
Like more.
Chris just wants a world of Chris's.
Yeah. No, but
I'm creating my army of Chris's.
But no, not like we're siblings. So then they would be cousins. You know what I mean? Like
that shit.
They would have different last names.
That happens all the fucking time.
I don't know. They wouldn't have different last names.
There's always.
If you were married and you had a kid,
I would never fucking get married.
You know how many families have like 10 Anthonys in it or some shit like that? Huh?
No. Everybody in my family has different names.
No, I'm saying there are families out there with like 10 of the same names.
Yeah, but isn't there.
Look at George Foreman's family.
Yeah, but isn't
George?
It like.
Georgina?
Like my dad's name is Bill. My brother's name's Bill. If my brother had a kid, he would name it Bill. Like, isn't it like that? Isn't that why there's so many Anthonys?
Yeah. But even like nephews and cousins too, they have the same thing going on. It's unbelievable.
No, I'm not in any of my families.
I'm not saying in my family. I've just seen it before. I've heard it before. It's like, wow, that's crazy. That's too many.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody's
Peter.
Seen
oh, yeah, yeah.
Wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is horseshit. But anyway. No, I hear what you're saying. I mean...
But yeah, they're normal names.
I would name my fucking kid Fabio. Fuck that.
No, I named...
Hell no.
You know what Northwest is? The name of a fucking pet.
It's also...
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would name a pet something fucked up. Because, like, that's what I do. I try and be creative. Like, I had a ferret named Lucifer, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that's different. It's
a
pet.
Yeah, but with a kid...
R.I.P. Lucifer.
R.I.P. Pour out some liquor. But no, a kid, I would want it to have, like, a nice name.
Yeah, a name that's not going to get it teased.
Actually, the reason why, when I was younger, I wanted my name to be Samantha.
I wouldn't even know what to name a kid because I'd be afraid of, you know, certain combinations of words, you know. You can't. You
kids will always make up shit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But you don't want to give. You don't want to spoon feed it to
no.
them. Don't make it easy.
Yeah,
on
them. Make them be creative.
Yeah, make them think. Make them work for it. You know, don't give them a fucking easy one.
No, but there's so many normal names. I like Samantha because I wanted my name to be Samantha.
But why did you change it to Melissa?
I just think a lot of people nowadays.
My dad did.
When they name their kids, they make it about themselves and not about the kid. And I just think that's fucked
up. True statement.
Say that again?
I think a lot of people now, when they have kids, naming the kid is about them, and it's not about the kid. They want to see everybody's reaction to this weird name.
Yeah.
It's more about them than it is about the kid. It's not fair to the kid to give them these fucked up names to go through life. And they can't change it until they're 18.
Right.
It's bullshit. Yeah. By the time you're 18, you know most of the people that are going to be in your life. Who's going to change their name then?
Right.
Yeah, like Miley Cyrus's real name isn't even Miley.
No shit.
She changed it to that.
No shit.
Miley's not a real name?
It's Destiny.
That's her real name.
No wonder why she's half a stripper.
Her fucking name is Destiny.
She went from having a stripper name to being one.
Yeah.
That's her destiny, is to be a stripper.
No wonder why she's such a whore.
Destiny Cyrus. Is that even her real last name?
Destiny Miley Cyrus.
Whatever. She switched Billy it. Ray.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I didn't know if Cyrus was.
No, it was.
A lot of people use stage names.
You know that. You know that the world is fucked up when Miley Cyrus is changing her stripper name. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, don't name your fucking kid Apple. What the fuck, Apple? I actually went to middle school.
So wait,
with
what was
girl
what's the last?
Apple.
What's the last name? What's the dude's last name?
Who's?
Oh, Chris.
The guy from what she had the kid with the dude from.
That band.
What's Apple's last name?
Oh,
make it easy for her.
I know. I was like,
who did Gwyneth Paltrow marry and have that kid with?
I don't remember his name. From Coldplay.
From Coldplay. Yeah.
I don't know. Steve something.
No, Chris. It's Chris.
It's more. It's another Chris.
Another
I'm
Chris.
Building my army.
Chris.
Pie.
Martin.
Martin.
Apple Martin. You guys immediately found the fucked up name.
I was like hoping it was Pie.
Aww. But the girl Apple,
sauce, bitch.
The girl Apple I went to middle school with, her last name was Cinca. Apple
last name
Cinca.
DeMaio?
No. Oh. Cinca. She was Chinese.
Hey.
Her name was Apple.
Cinca.
Bless you.
Could have been worse. You. They could have named her Rusi.
Rusi.
Or anything with an L in it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to
Rory.
Be special.
Risa.
I like that name, Rory. Somebody else.
I was trying
that.
To say Lori in Chinese. Rory.
Somebody Rory. Said that name to me the other day. I don't know why.
Rory.
Rory.
I don't even,
it's like a boy's
Rory.
Name.
Rory.
Rory. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I don't like goofy fucking names like that.
No. Yeah, if my kid was going to be British and gay, I would name him Rory.
I think a Culkin is Rory.
Rory Hole.
See, there's a Rory Culkin.
There you go. If you're going to name your kids, call me up because I'll find something. I'll find something. Yeah, man, that's some scary shit. You know, just fucking giving your kid a fucked up name and then you're like. You know, those kids. Some kids will commit suicide over that shit. They'll fucking get depressed. They'll
well,
need
don't raise a pussy.
What's that? Don't you can do whatever you want, but if the kid turns out the way he turns out, you know, sometimes it's a, you know, there's only so much you could do.
Yeah, I don't know. If
you can't
can.
Force your kid into fucking mixed martial arts when he's
right.
I would.
Either you have balls or you don't.
Right.
I mean, it's not something you could teach.
I would do it. I would.
I know.
I told my girl if we ever had kids, boy or girl, as soon as they learn to walk, go into martial arts,
self defense.
That's right.
Oh my God.
I want them learning like the death shit. I don't want self-defense. I don't want them to defend themselves. I want them to kill people if they come after them.
Kill you in your sleep.
Like Krav Maga for toddlers.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Fucking pulling out Adam's apples and shit. There's that word again, apple.
It's a sign.
Mm-hmm. This is my son, Lipitor. And this is my daughter, Lexi Pro. It's only a matter of time, dude. It's only I guarantee you some fucking mother is going to name her daughter Lexapro. I'm telling you, it's going to happen because it's got Lexi in it. I like that shit.
Name her Alexis.
No, fuck that. There's too many. Lexapro. Because she's going to be professional when she get older.
And then spell it different.
Yeah.
Like where it doesn't make
it'll
sense.
It'll just say LXI-Pro.
I'm sure there'll be three X's in that name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you should have heard the bitch in the fucking... I went to the records place in Philly to get my birth certificate because I got to get a passport. You should have heard the bitch yelling at the lady behind the counter because she couldn't, like, say her name right.
Oh, fuck.
She was like, I'm sorry, how do you say your name? She's like, Iani. And she's like, how do you spell it? I-A-N-I-A. Okay, Iani. She couldn't say it. She's like, Iani.
And it's I'm like, it's not even thinking, spelled right.
That's when you just turn around and say, okay, Mrs. Washington.
I think that was it, too. I'm not even joking.
Jesus.
I think your last name is Washington.
You nailed that, Sam.
Yeah, and I'm racist. Iani.
I would never know how to spell that.
I-A. And she's like, isn't that like Iania?
Yeah. It's...
No, Iani.
So she's just making up the way to say it.
Right. Yeah. Right. And you should have seen this heifer. She was like, she was dressed like a hooker. Like, honestly, she was dressed like a hooker. And I'm thinking, that ain't
the fashion sense in Philly is animal.
That ain't her name. Fucking shoes are like three sizes too small. Her fucking toes are like touching the ground.
Could you see her cellulite through her fucking stretch pants?
You know, she wasn't really a heavy girl. She was a very tall girl, you know, and she had like a big ass booty, but that was it. I mean, she was just like, her pants looked like they were painted on.
Yeah.
Like I could see what she had for lunch the day before, you know, but she was like really, really pissed off. And I swear to you, I could have sworn the woman said Miss Washington after the fact. And when you said that, I was like, no fucking way.
That's awesome.
Iani Washington. Shout out. Bitch. But, I mean, what do you expect, man? My name's been butchered since I was a kid.
Fabio?
Yeah. A lot of people don't know how to fucking pronounce it.
Does it pronounce Fabio?
Yeah. And then you have, like, people just like, Fabio? Really? Really?
Like, there was a famous Fabio. How do you not know
how to
pronounce
it? Well, no. I mean, when I was a kid, he wasn't famous.
Okay.
Yeah. But still.
I forgot how fucking old you are.
Right. Fuck you. But yeah, people were just like, and I'm like, really? Where did you
Fabio?
Get that too? I hate that. I know.
That sounds gross.
Thank you.
Fabio.
Thank you.
In other parts of this country, though, they probably would say it like that because of the way they say their A's.
There's people to this day that still say it. It's just like, you get to a point where you're like, whatever. Just don't say my name anymore.
Call me Mr.
Yeah. Mr. Washington.
Mr. Washington.
Call me Mr. Apple. I'd rather be pilot inspector.
That's brutal.
I'm telling you, man, it sucked. It sucked as a kid growing up. It's just
it's not a cool.
Especially growing up in like a mostly Irish German neighborhood, you know. They're like looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know?
I could see that.
You know, I didn't grow up in South Philly. I wasn't with other Guidos where they would be like, oh, that's cool. You know, I got to take you to meet my grandfather, Vincenzo, or some shit like that.
It was I knew like, so many Vincenzos.
I had a lot of Smiths and fucking, you know, just plain Angelo Mike Saxon Steve. Names.
There you go. Everybody's name was like Mike and John and Steve.
Adolf.
And
shit like that.
Yeah. I would have been his best friend. Because as soon as they try shit on mine, I'd be like, his name's Adolf. Take that shit. Call up his ass for an hour. Yeah, it was weird. It's like, you know, like one of my two of my best friends growing up were Joe and Andrew. And here comes Fabio. Oh, like, man. What a fuck. It just didn't mix, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like Larry, Moe, Curly. Manny, Moe, Jack. Joe, Andrew, Fabio. What? What? What?
What?
Sucks, man. Oh, good luck, Northwest. Have fun. Working the pole.
Yeah.
That girl will never work a day in her life.
She's still going to be a fucking skank.
Yeah, probably.
Her mother's a whore. Her dad's a fucking fag. how's that girl going to turn out? And when I say fag, I don't mean the gay kind. He's just a faggot. He's a pussy. He's a fucking low-life piece of shit.
I'm sure the butlers are raising that kid.
The nannies.
Mr. Washington. All right, guys. I think it's that time.
All right. We're headed out now. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to tune in. Don't forget to go to ridecast.com/Jersey Jerks and donate some money, bitches.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're done? All right.
She's got to pee. She's got to poop.
You got a shit?
Spray.
You got a hot shit coming out.
Take the mic in there.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
Please, nigger.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.